Welcome back to Movie Trailer Reviews Podcast. Your host, Chris here, and I'm being joined by Phenom. And there might be a couple other voices to join us a little bit later. Running a little bit behind, but we're going to go ahead and get started now. We're running behind on this entire podcast, which usually we do our movie preview for the following year, like in the last couple days of the year prior. So we're doing our 2019 movie previews. So normally we would have done this like December, end of like the last week of December in 2018. But as what always happens at the beginning of the year, the new year, there's nothing really that comes out. So it's okay to kind of wait a couple weeks to get that movie preview in. So as always, we're going to go month by month in 2019, talk about the movies that are coming out that month, what we're looking forward to. As always, when we get to about July, it gets a little iffy because some of the movies are either not on schedules yet, or they're going to get delayed, or we just don't know yet. So we're going to do the best we can and go through all that, and let's go ahead and jump right into it. Like I said, January, it's already, we're already like 2 weeks into January, or a week into January, and nothing really major's come out yet. The Upside, we just did the review for The Upside with Bryan Cranston, Kevin Hart, and Nicole Kidman in it. And then there's that fucking A Dog's Way Home film, which has been all over the goddamn. They've put so much promotion into that goddamn film, which looks like every other, like, dog film, pet loss film that we've ever. I feel like every year they do one of those. So,
they do.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, how much money do they make?
I didn't check the last ones they did last year, A Dog's Purpose, or whatever. Clearly they make enough fucking money. And since the lead character in all of these films is a dog, and the other actors are all side actors who aren't main actors that you gotta pay for real, those films probably cheap as shit.
Yeah, I just, like I said, it's Homeward Bound, like, done 3,000 times. I'm tired of it. Okay, guys, you won.
Bruh, you about to be mad.
Why?
Nigga, A Dog's Purpose cost $22 million to make. That's the first thing you should be mad about. It cost $22 million to make.
Well, nigga, it's the CGI fucking mountain lion they got in the fucking film, probably.
Bruh. This film made $204 million.
When? How? When? It just came out.
White people.
They really. Oh, fuck.
Absolutely white people. What was the one that with the dog that was in war?
I thought that was A Dog's Purpose. I thought that was a dog.
That was Kate Mara was in that.
War Dogs. I don't know. What the fuck?
That wasn't called damn War Dogs.
It wasn't called War Dogs. I don't know.
Let me see. Kate Mara was in that film with that damn Megan Levy. That's what it was called. That film made $14.5 million. So clearly people don't like to see dogs go to war, but they love to see them just like lost out in the world, just talking. So if the dog in Megan Levy had been talking.
Wait, where did you see this film made $200 million? Because I'm looking on Wikipedia right now. It's projected to gross $9 to $10 million this week.
I'm on Wikipedia for A Dog's Purpose. January 27th.
Oh, A Dog's Purpose. I thought you were talking about this film, A Dog's Purpose.
No, Megan Levy made $14 million. A Dog's Purpose made $204 million last year in January.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah, because that was the other dog that I remember people kept asking me about last year. Did you see A Dog's Purpose? And I would just stare at them. And they were serious. It was, to be quite honest, and I don't know why I never thought to discuss this, it was one of the more asked, for my critical opinion of the films, of the early year last year. Did you see A Dog's Purpose? Because, you know, it's holiday season, and it was right after that. It was like, did you see A Dog's Purpose? And I'm like, no. A Dog's Purpose. It looks good. And I'm just staring at them like.
For future reference, guys, don't ask if we ever see any of these dog movies. We're not going to see these dogs. I know we own dogs. We're not going to see these dog movies. I'm not
telling you that I won't sit through this film if it pops up on television. I absolutely might. Will, baby, probably. But I'm not going to the movies to see this shit.
Moving on.
Follow a notice back in theaters, then yeah, I'm probably going to buy a ticket to go watch that again.
Coming next week, and we'll have a review for this, Glass, which. I anticipate that to being. I'm not as excited about this film as other people are because I was not excited. I was not excited about I am not excited about any of M. Night's films, and I was. You liked Split more than I did. I thought McAvoy did a great job, but storytelling wise, I am not a fan of M. Night's.
Yeah, so, I fuck with M. Night when he does it right.
When he does it right is the key word there. So
I mean, since Unbreakable, Split, this one glass, hopefully. I even fuck with Signs. I like Signs. I think Signs is a fine film. I also think it's kind of funny because the aliens just be like pimp walking around on Earth. That shit, it don't make no sense. That alien walking past that window on that camera footage is still one of the funniest shits I've ever seen. That nigga look guilty as shit. But the other ones, I mean, even The Village, I don't think is a terrible M. Night film. I think The Village is a fine film. I think the end premise of it is stupid. And once you start thinking about it, like, how did they survive this long without ever seeing or ever being found and shit? But I guess you could really do that. I guess that's not really that hard to do. Really, if you just white and you hide in like Wyoming and shit.
I think that's the thing though with M. Night's films. It's like I think he has a problem with ending his films.
No, his spins are not his. So the art of spin, he spun out of control with. That's pretty much what it was. He kept finessing these spins on these films that he thought were really good because of the spin on The Sixth Sense. But what I don't know if he realized it, but after you watch The Sixth Sense the first time, it's pretty much almost unwatchable because you know the spin.
Well,
think this is fault. I think that it's such a good film that the whole anticipation of the film is, you know, what's going on. And that was the first time he hit us with a spin. So after that, people were like, oh, well, he's going to do. So what's next for him? And he did Unbreakable. And the spin on that was really good. It was like, oh, shit, he's really the fucking villain. Well, damn, that. Okay, this guy's really interesting. And then I think he did Signs or The Village, and it was like, wait, this Village spin, this is weak. This is bad. And then he did Signs, and everybody was like, why they on Earth if they can't survive water? That don't make no fucking sense.
Right. That was the dumb thing to me. It's like the planet is 70% water, and you guys decide to come and okay, that's.
Then he did Lady in the Water, and everybody was like, this is a fucking fable. That's unfavorable. They was like, I don't like this shit. Like, they literally had a character in it who masturbated. That's why one arm was bigger than the other one. And from there on, he did. What really tanked him was fucking Avatar. He should have never did Avatar. Like, he was already going downhill, and he did Avatar. And everybody, at that point, everybody's just like, fuck this guy.
Which, by the way, is even if you're not a fan of Avatar, it's just a bad film.
Yeah,
it's just a flat out terrible ass film. Like,
and slowly he started to kind of, he did The Happening, and people was like, what the fuck is happening with you? He just kept doing these films, and then he did The Visit, because everybody was like, man, ain't going to see The Visit, fuck The Visit. And then people saw The Visit and they was like, hold on, no, this is kind of good. This movie's kind of good. It's funny, it's entertaining. The twist is, you know, and the twist was pretty much, you should have picked that up from the beginning of the movie, so it wasn't really that big of a focus. And then he did Split. And I was like, okay, like, clearly he took a couple of years off and realized he was doing some stupid shit. And he cares more about these films. So I'm hoping that Glass is good. I just, as long as it's as good as Split and Unbreakable, I'm completely fucking satisfied. I don't expect it to be a phenomenal January release. That's why it's getting released in January. I just expect it to be good enough to be on, for me to go out and buy the trilogy when they sell the box set. I'm completely fine with that.
I'm just saying it's not looking good.
I don't know about that. I don't agree with that either. I think it looks fine.
Okay.
Now, if the twist is it's a little kid having a dream of playing with action figures, then we could talk after that and be like, this is stupid.
Let's see. Again, Januarys are always kind of weak. We have this movie, Stan and Ollie, that I think they actually gave us those.
I have it. I just haven't watched it.
Yeah, I have a digital screener for this. I haven't watched it either. Based on Laurel Hardy.
I think I have a hard copy of this.
I might, too. I'm not sure.
If I'm mistaken, I have a hard copy of Stan and Ollie. I just haven't watched it.
Yeah. There's also a bunch of Oscar films I know coming out. I think Bill Street finally opens up wide, I think, this month.
It still says limited.
Oh, I don't know when. It's always weird with some of these Oscar films. We've seen them already because they have to open up limited at least before the end of December. And then you get all those up. So January and February is also usually when some of these Oscar films open up wide for some of these. So I know if Beale Street should be coming opening up wide here. We did get something for this, but I wasn't going to see it. The Kid Who Would Be King.
I'm not going. I don't want to see that shit.
I don't want to see it either.
I'm not even saying it looks bad. I just don't fucking care. I don't care about another fucking King Arthur movie. I swear to God. Was there anybody else in King Arthur's court who was interesting that y'all can make a movie about? Because it is phenomenal how often and how many times we will get Robin Hood and King Arthur films in my one lifetime.
I'm not going to lie. There's a King of Thieves movie, and I thought that was another Robin Hood movie. It's not. It's a true crime film that has Michael Caine in it coming out in January. But I swear to God, I was like, oh, God, if this is another fucking Robin Hood movie, I'm going to kill somebody.
I don't have nothing for those films, man. Like, they need to just quit it. They need to quit it. And the fact that they were still paying actors like Jamie Foxx to be in a Robin Hood film is just phenomenal. It's like mind-boggling phenomenal to me. Like, I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Let's move on to February then. Trying to see what stands out here. First week, a film called Jacob's Ladder that has Michael Ealy and Jesse Williams. And I don't think anybody's going to care about that. I think February 8th is What Men Want. This is the sequel to What Women Want, but this is the one that stars Taraji P. Henson in it and Tracy Morgan. So that's going to be interesting. I'm just saying it's going to be interesting to see if anybody goes to see this like they did the.
Black women are going to run to see this movie.
Right. I'm gonna put this up front now. When we get the screener for this, I'm not going.
I mean, I'm going.
Okay, I'm not. So I want everybody here right now that I am saying right now, I am not going to this.
You're not full of shit for not going.
No, that does not mean I'm not full of shit. It means I have better things to do than go to see this.
Premeditated fuckery don't mean it's not fuckery, sir.
Mm-mm, no, I am taking a stand. I'm trying to see more films this year, or more good films. I'm not trying to do this. I'm not trying to sit through this shit. I'm not. I can't.
I'm not going to a film, and his stance on that is I'm trying to see more films this year. I want y'all to think about
more
that.
Good films. More good films.
That's
more
not
good.
What you said at first.
I changed it immediately after to say more good films. I cannot deal with this.
Here's my problem. Here's my problem with What Women Want. First of all, I think it's a Will Packer production. I know it says directed by Adam Shankman, but I'm pretty sure Will Packer is involved in this somehow. And it from the trailer, it's just not accurate enough for me. It's not. Like, I didn't hear one. This shit should be rated NRX. Okay. Like, there's no way that women should want to go see a film titled What Men Want, based around the premise that a black woman who looks like Taraji P. Henson can hear what men are thinking when around her. Nobody should want to hear that.
And it is a Will Packer film he's producing.
I know it is, Chris. He does. When was the last time Will Packer did an original film? I'm not saying that Will Packer is terrible for that. I'm just saying that Will Packer has a formula. He takes films that he liked that had white people in them, and he sticks black people in them. There's another film coming out later this year that I swore was a Will Packer film because it's clearly a remake of some other shit where they stuck black people in it. And then I found out it wasn't him, and I was like, damn, that's crazy, because this would be a great Will Packer film.
Yeah.
It's right. Alley of let me go through the blockbuster aisle and pick out my favorite Friday night flicks and turn them into black flicks.
Have fun. What did the first one do? That's the first one that had Mel Gibson in it. Yeah.
First of all, that's a personal favorite of mine. I watch What Women Want all the time, even though Mel Gibson is trash. I think it did well. I mean, this was Mel Gibson in his prime, so. Yeah, it did $374 million. Yeah, it did great.
Yeah. So, hey, you know what? Maybe this will do well. I will never know because I am not going to go see it.
So, I might watch this one instead.
The Lego movie, Lego Movie 2. The second part. You said what?
You saw the film with Christian Hayden's return to the big screen.
Which one is that?
The Last Man.
The Last Man? What is that?
Yeah, it comes out January 18th.
I did not even see anything about that. So,
I've never seen anything about it either, but he's on the cover and he's the lead actor in it. So,
oh my God. It looks, what is that? That is a terrible
cover.
Oh my God. That cover looks terrible.
It's a Sci-Fi Channel cover.
It is. That is That is not a return. That is not a return.
It's like the sequel. That's like the fourth sequel cover for a film in a slew of already bad films. It's like Critters 8 cover quality.
Yo, it looks like the cover of Battlefield Earth, yo.
But Battlefield Earth 3, though. Like, we just skipped 2 and went straight. Right? It doesn't look good. You know what it looks like? It looks like they copied the cover of Species.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it is.
That's immediately what I thought of when I saw it. I was like, this looks like the cover for Species.
In this chilling dystopian thriller, Hayden Christensen plays Kurt, a vet suffering from PTSD who comes to an unholy and unruly land. The world is bad, no question. But local street prophet Noah, you know what? Doesn't even have local the rest of the...
Street prophet. That's what I want. I want to find me a local street prophet.
Nope, not doing this. Yeah.
This is like when janitors rename themselves like custodial engineers and homeless, but you call yourself a local street prophet.
Oh, it's already, it's listed as cable and Amazon Instant. Yeah, that's why.
Oh, it's not going to theaters?
It's okay. Like a limited release in theaters, which means no. Okay. Going back to this, so the weekend of What Men Want is also a Lego Movie 2, the second part. Did you see the first Lego movie?
Yeah, of course. I love the first Lego movie. Yeah.
You know what? I have no problem with the Lego movie. I just don't go to see them.
I love the trailer for the second one. I laugh every time I see it.
Yep. Hey, Ro. Ro joined us. So.
Hey, did we skip over Jacob's Ladder? Because I think they did black people in that, too. I think that was the film I was thinking was a Will Packer film.
Yeah, I mentioned
it's a Mike Whaley film.
I mentioned Jacob's Ladder at the before that.
It's
I mentioned
black people, though. It's Michael Ealy and Jesse Williams and Nicole Beharie. It's the black version of Jacob's Ladder, which is right up Will Packer's alley. Like, that's his trope.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Let me make sure that's not a Will Packer film.
I just got here. You already on it. I love it.
Because we did what Men Want, and I'm like, that's clearly a Will Packer film. He only does remakes of films that white people were in. He sticks black people in them.
Yeah,
those are facts. They're that.
Also coming out that weekend of What Men Want and the Lego Movie 2 is also the staple of January and February, which is Liam Neeson's terrible film for the year. At least the first one, because he's Cold Pursuit. Which what are we doing,
Chris? I want my money. Jacob's Ladder is
a Will Packer. Oh, it is a Will Packer film?
It's actually a remake? Oh, that's fantastic.
He's the producer for Jacob's Ladder and What Men Want. I want my fucking money because I know this nigga.
Oh, God damn it.
You kind of do. That's a little scary.
So again, I'm not seeing either one of those films. Just so you know. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing this.
I'm going to see it. It's Michael Ealy and Jesse Williams. I don't care. I'm going.
I'm not hurting myself.
Get my black ass opinion on these movies.
No.
I'm going.
I just hope you don't put Velvet Buzzsaw and Jacob's Ladder screening the same night, because I kind of want to see Velvet Buzzsaw.
I'm going to see Velvet Buzzsaw. I don't care. That's happening. I've watched that trailer entirely too many times.
I watched like 2 seconds of it, and I was like, that looks good enough for me to go see it. I'm going to see it.
I mean, it's got Jake Gyllenhaal on it.
That too. When I saw Jake on it, I was like, it's my nigga Jake. Yeah. I'm going to see
you. Act like y'all have lunch on Wednesdays.
That nigga Jake, yo, last time Jake was boxing like a black man, I was like, we brothers.
So let's talk. When is Liam Neeson going to stop?
When he gets too hurt to be able to do this madness anymore?
Because I saw the trailer for Cold Pursuit, and I just, what are we doing? It's just, it's the same thing he's been doing every year. It just doesn't make any fucking sense. And you know it's not going to be good.
But it's the continuation of The Gray. It's the sequel to The Gray that everybody was crying for when they didn't get to see that wolf fight.
No, it's not. I'm mad at you right now.
It might as well have been. It might as well be because he played the same character in every one of his fucking films. So all of us feel like, I feel like, so D-Palm and I wish D-Palm was here to talk about this. We had this talk about, you know, doing a film called like The One sequel with like all of The Rock's different characters, all Dwayne Johnson's different characters, but they all have to fight for to being the one. I feel like you can do the same thing with Liam Neeson, because it's just like, they're all kind of the same character, but just not, they're just different costumes. Like, I saw The Commuter and...
on Amazon Prime. It's on Hulu. That's where it's on Hulu right now.
Don't do it. Because it's so stupid.
I've seen it. I was just like, really? Okay. Sure.
I was
that's like,
like,
That's what? Like four old movies that used to be late at night that came on after the Charles Bronson movie put together into one movie. That's what The Commuter is.
Well, that's what he's making. That's the kind of movie he makes now. He makes the old people in the, you know, late at night, you know, well, you were also watching films. That's what he does. I just can't
anymore. I think he's just having fun. I'm kind of sad that they gave this to Liam Neeson because this is based off a Norwegian film.
Did you just call him Nason?
No, I said Liam Neeson. Oh, I did not say Nason. I don't know what you are over there.
That's what I
heard. It's based off a foreign film that I saw part of that looked like it was really interesting, but you know, there are subtitles.
Well, the foreign films are always better.
Yeah,
because they don't really give a shit. Like,
no,
they'll kill everybody.
They don't care.
Yeah, you know, I'll check the Norwegian version of this before I watch this one because it's just like, why are we doing it? And the thing about it is, I know they're going to give us a screener for it because I just like, probably. You know, we're gonna, you know, it's not going to get good reviews. So why are we doing it?
Back on Liam Neeson's screeners, that's why.
Just, I don't understand. I don't. Why are we doing this? Why? I just. Can we stop?
He wants to work. They're not going to tell him no. And as long as there's a blonde woman he has not played husband to, we going to get these movies.
She going to get kidnapped.
No, it's their son. Their son dies. It's not the wife. It's the son. They got a dead son. And he goes on a hunt for justice because, you know, he trusts the police less than we do. And that's saying something.
Don't let Halle Berry babysit your kids, and don't let Liam Neeson be a part of your family. Because
at this point, they're going to put them into, they need to put both of them into a film together.
Wouldn't nobody be in it but them? Everybody be missing.
Make a romantic comedy. They find themselves. I lost a son, but I found you.
My child. Somebody stole my family. What the fuck?
I don't know.
I don't know. This might be the best idea we've had, yo. Like, just, have everybody
open the film with him kissing her mouth, just like you did in Viola Davis and Widows.
No, Liam does not get to kiss any more black women off film.
God damn! Like he was trying.
Not in a full frame. He tried to pull her whole face in his body.
Yo, you know like, what his kissing reminded me of? Like Tina from Bob's Burgers. Like she tried to kiss somebody. You're just like, have you ever done it before? What are you doing?
If that don't make you run back to a black man, I don't know what will, because that's pretty much...
Stop it. Yeah.
Going more into February, we have... I'm actually looking forward to this, Alita Battle Angel. It actually... At New York Comic Con, we got some first look footage of it, and looks pretty good, actually. It can go either way, because, again, they're putting it in February, so don't have your hopes up. But... I don't know. I think that if the visuals can hold up for it, because it's going to be heavily CG on some of these things. If it can hold up, it might be okay.
You can go see that. I'm going to go see Happy Death Day to you.
Oh, no. Here's the thing.
Why do you have to choose?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's like fuck
us and put them on the same day.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. I hope they don't, because Happy Death Day 2 is the sequel to Happy Death Day, which was... When did that first one come out? Was it 2017?
Around the same time.
Was it 2017?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably one of my favorite movies that year, yo. Quiet. Yeah. Because Happy Death Day was actually pretty fucking good. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. I liked it, but I'm going to try to see both. If, you know, I might have to pitch a fit, but...
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to try to see both, too, as well. I don't want to make a choice between these two. It actually does suck that they're putting both of them on the same night. In the same weekend, because like I said, Happy Death Day was slashers in horror don't really do, at least the ones that you hear about. Cause there are a lot of other horror films. Like we skipped over, actually, no, there's one listed here. Blumhouse is putting a bunch of horror films out, but they just haven't titled them and haven't told you what they are. They're not on this list. There are a lot of horror films that end up coming out, and I don't end up not seeing until later on. Like Phenom, or I'll even ask you, Ro, did you guys, either one of you guys, see The Autopsy of Jane Doe?
Yes. No.
Yo, I finally watched it on I think it was on Netflix. That shit's actually fucking good.
I love that movie.
And I was like, how did I not know about this film? That film was fucking fantastic.
I knew about it. We just didn't get none for it. And right. then I wasn't about to go pay for it.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like either we don't get the screener for, they don't promote them well enough. Or when you finally do go, they promote the ones that are stupid, like the Bye Bye Man or some stupid shit like that. But things like that, you don't get screeners for, you don't hear about, you don't go see them. You don't know anything about. Happy Death Day was one of the ones where I honestly thought it was going to be another one of those stupid little films. Like, what was it? Ouija? Or there's one of the other ones. I was like, oh God, here we go. And for some reason, we went to go see this film, and I'm like, holy shit, this actually is fucking good. It's actually
it's ridiculousness. That's what it was. Like, mm-hmm. right, leaned all the way into it, and it made it fun to watch, which I think a lot of horror and slasher films, they miss that part of it. They miss the fucking fun part. Like, if you're not going to go full in your necks with it and actually have your slasher shit be really fucking good, then if you're going to half step through the slasher shit, at least lean into the ridiculousness of how characters die in the situations that they get put in. And if you even like these people enough to be rooting for them to get away from the person killing them, or you're just waiting for them to die too. Like, a lot of slashers aren't fun to watch. Mm-hmm. They get away from that shit.
What do you watch?
Terrible.
We're talking about the ones like, I would say the big ones that get promoted.
The ones they make us go see.
The ones we get, we don't get the good ones. But if you go and look on like Netflix or you see the ones streaming that we don't, there are a lot of them out there. Like, horror's a weird thing for me where the good horror films are the ones that don't actually get promoted. The bad ones are the ones you see, like, you know, what was it? Friendless or
Unfriended.
Unfriended. Those are the ones you get all the promotion for. You get the screeners for, and you're like, why would I go? No, this shit is fucking terrible.
There's a jackass at the fucking round table who is a head studio person that goes, what are the kids into today? Facebook? That's going to make $100 million right there. And it's like, bruh, that's not how it works, though.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's weird, but there are a surprising number of really good horror films that actually do come out that somehow just sneak under the radar, or they end up on things like Shudder, or they end up on other on streaming, go straight to streaming that are out there. And Happy Death Day is just one of the ones that I normally would have skipped over. Somehow I went, and it actually, you know, it's actually really fucking good.
You know? I don't miss horror movies because I love horror movies, so maybe that's why I have a different experience for being able to find pretty good quality or solid horror movies. I agree. A lot of the big ones, you know, they're not the ones that get the push. They're the ones that have the really good concept, and then they gave the movie to a newbie who doesn't know horror movies and mm-hmm. ruined it for everybody.
Yeah.
That would be Bye Bye Man. I mean, how are you going to take one of the coolest how are you going to take one of the coolest folklore stories ever and it was a sad, tragic thing that didn't have to be. But I watch a lot of horror. I mean, when in doubt, I'm watching a horror movie. I don't know why. I like to scare the shit out of myself when I can't sleep and the sun is out. Like, I'll turn on all my speakers and watch a horror movie. And that means I'm making my entire complex watch it with me. But yeah, so I have a little bit of a different experience. I don't tend to miss the horror screenings. If I can, I make them. Even if I have to move other things or push for a screener for another movie.
I think you get better ones than we do then. Because like I said, I love horror too, but we do not get good horror screeners. We just do not. We don't get them. I would love to get
them. We're not getting them. We like go see Bye Bye Man because that's one of the only ones we got. We're like, I guess we're going to see Bye Bye Man.
I understand. Yeah, I'm. That's one of the reasons why I don't want to leave San Diego and I stay in the San Diego market is, you know, the press people out here do pretty good. I'm not too far away from LA. If I see something, I might be able to reach out to somebody and see if I can get into a screening room. And there's a couple of, you know, there's pretty good PR companies out here that do a lot of indie films. And a lot of those indie films, when I get the screener for it, I'm like, it's a horror movie. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And, you know, then I'm off to the races. So that's why I won't move. It's why I won't move. That and the snow. I can't do the snow no more.
No, that's smart. That's smart. No, you're lucky because there was I got to talk to you then, because there's a lot that myself and Shanti watch a lot. We end up, whenever she's sick or anything, we end up watching a bunch of horror films. I have this whole thing now where I just watch foreign horror films, because they're always so much fucking better.
Because anyway, they're the greatest things ever.
Yeah, they really are the greatest things ever. But we found a couple of them that are pretty good, but we'll have to talk about that separately.
Sorry, I didn't mean to drag this conversation sideways. I am also excited for Alita, Battle Angel, and hoping I don't have a conflict. Because I don't want to have to choose between movies to see them.
So. Yeah. I mean, Robert Rodriguez is saying the right things. And I'm not, I said it before, and I should have been more clear. I am not really worried about it being visually stunning because James Cameron is behind it. So it's obviously going to look fantastic. It's just a matter of will it take off? Will people be interested enough to go see it? And will the story be enough to hold on? Again, they showed us a good 20 minutes at a New York Comic Con, and it looked fantastic. And I was engaged. So we'll see. You know, the delay. I think them pushing it from December when it was originally going to be there. I think that was smart.
It was very smart.
Because
I don't think they put it in February because it's a junk movie. I think they put it in February so they had a shot at gathering the audience that this movie deserves, because it looks like it's going to be amazing. And I love these Japanese. These are amazing comics, graphic novels. They're great.
Yeah, I like the concept. I think moving into February is actually smart. It's the same thing that we've seen them do with comic book films, realizing that, hey, why don't we just put our film in a month that's not crowded and then make all the fucking money? And I think the same thing can happen here with Alita Battle Angel, because, I mean, it really, other than some internet films, really doesn't have any competition until, that second weekend in March. So why not put it in February? So I think it was smart. And if it came out in December, it would have, even if it was good, look at Bumblebee, even if it was good, still would have gotten stamped out, So I think moving it was probably a smart thing to do.
Question, are we doing the whole year?
Yeah.
Okay, we got to move. Yeah, we're still in February.
Yeah, no. Well, no, remember, once we get to June, it gets really, really light because the films aren't there. All right.
Yeah, so they packed a lot of movies at the beginning of the year. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. I haven't watched any of these films, so I don't really give a shit.
I don't watch any of them.
Well, then I will be doing the review for this one because I love these movies.
Okay.
I'd rather go see Fighting With My Family just because of the lineup of actors in it.
Who's in that?
Lena Headey, The Rock. Who else is in it? Nick Frost, Vince Vaughn. This is all before I'll go see it.
Got you. You know what? I did hear about this film. Okay. Okay. March, let's just be honest here. March is Captain Marvel month. We got a Madea's film.
Captain Marvel month and Us month, sir.
Right. Us. So.
I know Dumbo is coming, but yeah. Listen.
And ironically enough, I am kind of excited for Hotel Mumbai and Captive Estate.
Yeah, no, I heard about both of those. I think those would be two interesting films coming out, and I think they're coming out at the right time. Right there at the in between Captain Marvel and, well, in between Us and Shazam. So I think Hotel Mumbai and Captain State are going to be interesting films. Captain Marvel, I mean, they're saying that right now, like, it's like number three in the pre-sales after Infinity War and Black Panther. Captain Marvel's going to be fine. I mean, there's not much more we can say about that. The film's going to be fine.
I saw the trailer for The Informer. I knew that name looked familiar. It's the one where they put Joel Kinnaman in prison. And Common is in it.
Yeah.
Common.
Yeah. This is a book that should have stayed on paper. I don't understand. I don't understand.
The trailer, like, I like Joel. I know people hate Joel Kinnaman for whatever fucking reason, but I always like Joel Kinnaman. Like, and I like his acting and stuff. I don't know what y'all's problem is, but this shit has Joel Kinnaman, Clive Owens, Rosamund Pike, and Common. And I'm like, how did Common get put in here?
How does Common get put in any film? I don't know.
He has an excellent agent. He got good people working for him. They keep him busy. I'm telling you, I don't understand. It's the bald head. It's shiny. They like it.
It is a very hard job to get face deep in some ass. So
you are never going to let that go. I'm going to switch movies. Have you guys watched the trailer or heard anything about Where'd You Go, Bernadette?
No, but I like the lineup, so I'm going to see it.
Yeah, it's Billy Kudrow, Cate Blanchett, and Lawrence Fishburne, and Kristen Wiig. I kind of have to see it.
I saw Cate Blanchett and Kristen Wiig, and I was like going to see it.
Comes out the weekend.
Larry's coming back to work, so don't discount him too.
I mean, obviously, Us is going to be the big that weekend as well.
Yeah,
come on, black horror film, and it's Jordan Peele, so yeah, it's going to be there. Dumbo, it's not. I don't.
I'm going to see it, but yeah, I'm not like thrilled.
I
think it's going to be pretty.
I think it's gonna be pretty, but here's the thing. Like, I thought that when I saw the trailer, it's not really Dumbo. It's gonna be focused on the kids. So, like, because Dumbo doesn't talk, so why are we even calling it Dumbo?
I remember seeing a trailer for Captive State. I do not remember what the fuck that trailer was about.
Oh, it's about the alien invasion, and John Goodman decided that he was working for them, and he's trying to convert. Oh, I forgot his name. The black man.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I've seen this. It does look good. I can't remember the kid's name. You're right.
I'm praying that this movie goes all the way left.
Yeah, yeah. Who is directing this one?
Rupert Wyatt.
He wrote it too.
Yeah. No. I remember Captain State. I'm interested in seeing Captain State as well. I think that'll probably get my interest that weekend over Dumbo does.
John Goodman, if he's in it, I'll give it a chance. And Vera Farmiga, fuck with her. So
yeah, no. If you see the trailer for it, you'll be in. Like, I saw the trailer for it, and I was like, oh no, I'm in. Yeah. No, I remember that trailer. Anything else in March?
No.
I have nieces, so I was looking at it. I'm thinking for kids, Wonder Park, and you know, for people who like animated movie, it looked interesting. Although I'm really tired of them having to play on the whole, you know, something went wrong and I've given up my dreams and then I've run into this mystical thing later kind of thing. But it looked really beautiful, and it's a kind of an animation style you don't see too much anymore. So I'm be dragging all my friends who hear this, who have children, if you want to leave them with someone, I'll take your kids to see Wonder Park on the week of 15.
Are we not going to see The Aftermath? Nobody's looking forward to that?
I kind of am, but I don't know if I want to see it in the movie theater.
What is The Aftermath?
It's the Keira Knightley movie.
No?
Alexander Skarsgård, Keira Knightley.
Oh.
He's a German.
You gotta stop looking at these limited release films, yo. I don't count those.
Some of the best movies I saw this year were the limited release ones, though.
I saw the trailer for this. I remember seeing the trailer for this and thinking, oh, it's just a love story. But is this the one that I can't remember? Is this the one that Shannon was talking about with Alexander Skarsgård, where she falls in love with a German Nazi person or something?
Yes, this is that movie.
Yeah, this is it. Mm-hmm.
I'm not watching Fall in Love with German Nazi movie.
I didn't think that was it when I saw the trailer, though. I just thought, oh, she cheating on Jason Clark with this dude, Alexander Skarsgård. That makes sense. Then Shannon was like, he a Nazi. And I was like, oh, that's what the whole thing about it was. So it wasn't just another love story. It's a oopsie love
story. Yeah, it's the actual aftermath of the war in 1946. So it's post-war Germany type stuff. I'm interested. It's got a cast that I like. It's directed by James Kent. I don't know any of the writers, but I haven't stalked them. But I don't know. I'm kind of burning out a little on the whole
love a Nazi thing.
Nazis?
That and the 1946 era kind of post-war anywhere movies. If there's going to be one that gets it, it's probably going to be the one about the little girl who can draw that I go see.
That's not even the only Nazi or the only film with some association with Nazi that month. Like, that's the last.
If
it's not about killing Nazis, can we? I just don't. No, don't care, guys. Don't care.
Everything.
No, it should be though. It should be about killing. If you go with Nazis on the field,
okay. Did you guys see the trailer for Greta?
No. When did that come? No.
It's a horror movie. Is it like? It's supposed to be like the first week of March. I'm not going to see Madea's Family Union. I'm going to see Greta.
Oh, I see.
Oh, is that Chloe Moretz in it? Okay.
But I mean, the French woman who's in there, Isabella Huppert, is amazing. She's a brilliant actress, and she looks like she goes all the way off the rails in this movie.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for this. Like, Chloe realizes that she shouldn't have been nice to this old lady because she's like a star.
She returns her purse to her, and she's like, and you know, this woman's all French, and she's like, oh, thank you very much, and come in for tea, and you know, I'm very alone. She's like, oh yeah, I used to hang out with my mom, and they become like, you know, mom daughter buddies, and you think it's going to be one of those kinds of movies, and then Chloe walks to a cabinet and opens the door and finds a whole cabinet full of purses, just like the one she returned to this chick, with sticky notes with names and people's phone numbers on the back. And she's like, you know what? I don't know what you into, but I'm not into it, and I'm out. And then the woman straight up stalks her. Her name is Greta. She's crazy, and I am stupid excited. I almost forgot this was a March movie. I don't care. This is supposed to be a straight up horror movie. I'm in. Psychological horror, I'm for it.
No, I think that's... Oh, great. God. Way better than, you know, a Nazi love story movie.
Like I said, I was trying to end March on a high note. I'm happy I remembered that this is the month that Greta is scheduled to come out. I'm trying to move you past the bitter, angry Nazis. We could end on 5 feet apart, you know, the one that's just like in a whole vein of what's the falling from the stars, if I die, girl in the hospital with cystic fibrosis, falls in love with another boy with cystic fibrosis, and, you know, wherever that's going to go.
Let's move on to April.
Greta.
All right.
Trying to help you out.
So April 5th, Shazam, and look, I've taken this vow that I don't give a fuck about this DC movies anymore. So if it's January now,
is that a firm? Is that a firm vow for like the rest of your life vow?
Until they do right by me, yes.
Okay, Seeley.
Yeah, I'm just wow. You know, yeah, I'm giving them the finger at everything. Yeah. Here's the thing. It is January 2019, and Shazam comes out in April of this month, and how many trailers for Shazam have we gotten, guys?
The same
lot.
No, we haven't. We've gotten the same trailer.
Same trailer.
Since last year.
Oh, that's true. That's true. There have not been any news. That's because they've already showed us everything good about that movie.
Yeah, of course.
And the trailer wasn't good, so there you go.
I'm just saying, I'm going to see Pet Sematary.
Agreed.
Yeah, Pet Sematary looked. I feel like I'm gonna be hurt with Pet Sematary, but like I'm gonna go.
I gotta know who's playing Gage.
Oh Lord.
The original Gage still got me jacked up, pulling that needle out of his neck, going, "Not fair, not fair at all." I gotta know who Gage is this time around. Scared of that little boy.
Was his foot still in the shoe when he rolled across the road after he got hit?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanna make sure
Gage was walking around on a stump. Yes.
Mm. So we're not gonna hold hands and all skip to go see Best of Enemies.
Huh? I'm sorry. What?
Mm.
My bad. Yeah, that's not really on my list of, unless I have to.
Why Taraji P. Henson in that film look like her two choices when she's at home are Heat and Heat?
That's what they are.
I watch the trailer. It's so hot in whatever state.
Why can't Taraji
in North Carolina? It is hot.
Why can't Taraji get like Common's agent and Common get her agent? Like, because I just don't understand how he gets into like movies. I'm like, why are you in this movie? And then she gets movies where I'm just like, no, seriously, why are you in this movie? Why are you stooping down?
I'd be like, you want to see Elizabeth Winstead get her ass eaten by Taraji? And then I thought about it, and I think of Rihanna's Fenty Savage, and then I'm like, on a whole nother.
And then it changes the landscape for you. No, pun intended.
I'm all floating somewhere else at that point.
Honestly, I mean, I'm from North Carolina. It's based off true events from shit that really happened down there. I'm happy that they at least gave Ann Atwater's character to somebody who has talent. I don't know if this movie's coming out in the right month, and they tend to be doing a dump on her movies, which makes me feel some type of way about the people who are behind the story she's telling. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with her being in this movie and being the lead. I just don't know if I trust any of the people who are making this movie with her.
Well, let's be honest here. They clearly don't care about this film. If they put it up against, no matter how I feel about Shazam, they're putting it up against Shazam that weekend. You put a film against any kind of a comic book film at this point, day and age, you're betting to lose. So them doing that right
maybe
there.
Maybe they're banking on a different audience going to see this while everybody else is at comic book movies. Maybe they haven't clued into the fact people don't miss comic book. It's Sam Rockwell, it's Taraji P. Henson. My problem is I don't ever trust a movie Anne Hesh is in. So that's kind of a problem for me. So I don't know. Maybe that's why it's an April movie.
I feel like you can do that two things. I feel like if you got Shazam coming out, you got comic movie, you got one other film I'm thinking, Pet Sematary, maybe against that. I just don't see the Best of Enemies doing jack shit against either one of those.
Oh, Pet Sematary is going to get cleaned that week.
Yeah.
It's a franchise. It is a fucking staple of horror fanatic films. It is
everybody who even halfway liked the original or liked Stephen King is excited for Pet Sematary.
We saw what he did with It. We're very happy to see Pet Sematary come.
But no, that's what I'm saying. It's like so it's like the people who don't go see Shazam are gonna go see Pet Sematary, or they're gonna see both of those films. What the fuck the audience for the Best of Enemies that weekend?
I'm gonna be honest. The audience for this movie exists. The problem is the person who made this movie made Free State of Jones. So I don't trust them to make any movies inspired by real events that involve Black people, the South, Black people. Women, Black people And the activist movement, the civil rights, none of it. I don't trust her. So there's an audience for this movie, and they are an audience that would not go see Pet Sematary or go see Shazam. But if they're like me, they're going to look up and say, oh, who's Robin Bissell? Oh, yeah, she did Free State of Jones and Tales of Despera. Oh, now I'm good. And she wrote this too. So
you know,
I don't trust
like Free State of Jones, though, right? You know, there are people like Free State of Jones.
Fine, if they like the fact that he like married one of his slaves and who was a child, and you know, but after having gotten close, really, they rewrote that whole story for that whole character because Matthew McConaughey wanted some shit to do so he could look progressive again. I can't. No, I don't care anybody like that movie. They ain't gone somewhere. You want to get mad about a movie that somebody took a movie that's supposed to be about black people, made about white people? How about you get mad about Free State of Damn Jones? No.
If you drive shuttles for nursing homes, you're going to be very busy that weekend. They're going to see Best of Enemies.
God
help white
us.
Black people coming together on screen again.
God help us. No, these people are enemies.
The following weekend, I didn't see the trailer for, but I know it got released. The trail, Little, that has
Little is getting. We just need to do a private screening for Little because that shit's gonna be good. And even if it's not good, I'm supporting it because, you know, the executive producer can't even like drive.
Here's the thing. It, to me, I'm not reviewing this film. Because if it's not good, you're not going to hear it from me.
I'm going to tell y'all if it's not good.
Hell no. I am not dealing with that right now. I am not going to deal with if
Little this is goes not against good. Your promise to be problematic for all of 2019.
I have a limit to certain problematic things, and I gotta
I didn't remember there being any caveats on your
I
promise.
My thing is, I'm just not going to go see it. How about that?
Like one minute he's shitting on AK screeches, next minute he's like, I'm not reviewing Little. I might be.
Maybe.
Because look, going at the AKAs is a little bit easier. I'm sorry than going after the Issa Rae fucking insecure.
Not. You better be careful talking about AKAs up here.
And I love Regina Hall, and I love this little girl from Blackish. But if this film is bad, and it's inspired by Big, which is a classic, if this film is bad, it's bad.
But I don't think it's going to be. No, I don't. I think it's going to be okay.
I think it's going to be a family film.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. It looked like they hit all of the updated kind of comedic beats. It's like they changed things enough to where it's going to feel comfortable and relatable. But I'm sorry, just the fact she walking around with that purse over her arm with her hand cocked like she grown half the trailer. I was like, I have to see this little child in action. I think Little's going to be good.
No,
what I'm worried about is Hellboy.
Oh, they got me when he took old boy from This Is Us and put him in it as the high teacher. He was like, I don't want to be the high teacher, though. That's absolutely not. I don't want to be the high teacher. Stop looking at me like that. I was like, that's how you write funny weirdness.
No,
because that's on a whole lot of ways wrong.
No, yeah, he's like, no, I don't. I'm not picking up what you're putting down. Don't look at me.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you on that one, Roe, though. I think Little definitely has way more going for it. And it's probably going to be way. I'm leaving more towards it being good. Versus, I'm sorry, I watched that Hellboy trailer, and I'm just like, okay.
I feel some type of way.
I've never liked Hellboy, so.
I liked the first two Hellboys. I did.
I've never cared for a Hellboy film. Mm-hmm. Maybe I just haven't taken the time to watch it with some enthusiasm, but something about them, I just start watching them, and I'm like, I feel like I'm watching another Men in Black film, and I don't like those either, so.
Well, to be fair, I've never watched the Hellboy films in the theater. Both Hellboy films I watched at home. And they were fine when I watch them at home. I'm watching this trailer for this third one, and I don't know, it felt... Ro, please jump in. It felt cheap to me.
Yeah.
It looked cheap.
It felt way too gimmicky. I don't know what they've done with the choices they're making cinematically. It didn't feel like a Hellboy movie. And I don't really know if I like the way they're making him look. I just, something about this movie just makes everything inside my body go, this is not Hellboy. I don't think I'm going to like the comedic beats they're going for. And I was really hopeful they were going to take the story somewhere other than it is. Although I love Mila Jovovich. And let's be real, I pretty much will
wait,
almost
what was that?
Let
Excuse me, what was
watch
that?
Her. Do any damn thing.
Excuse me, what?
But
you like Mila?
Mila Jovovich.
Ugh.
She's my problematic action movie favorite.
Wait, what is she? Oh, help! Is she in Hellboy as a villain?
She's the Blood Queen.
Okay, cool.
And but she didn't. None of it looks right. The cinematic look and feel doesn't look right. It looks like they're retconning back to the beginning of the story. I don't know if I like the I didn't think the thing they put in the trailer was very funny. And if the song that they put in the trailer is an indication of the direction they're going with soundtrack, I have questions about how they're going to drop in for the score. It doesn't feel right to me. And maybe that's because I really like Guillermo del Toro. And even his movies, when people walk away from him and pick him up, still feel like they're playing in his sandbox. This doesn't feel like a Hellboy sandbox, and I don't know what to do with the fact that my brain is rejecting that.
I think that's the thing. It's like, I don't think David Harbour was bad in the trailer or anything like that, but there's just such a stark difference between what I saw here and what Del Toro did. Because again, Del Toro anything with his look, his aesthetic, everything's there. This just didn't feel like it. It felt cheap. It just felt like a cheap knockoff.
Yeah.
Did you go and watch the original trailers for the original Hellboys that Guillermo did to see how you felt about those in comparison to this?
But it's not about the trailer. It's about the look of the film. You still see the film. You still just the scenes.
You're comparing trailers. Like, you're comparing a whole film you saw from Guillermo off your couch in your home to a trailer that you saw for a reboot. So my question is, have you compare? Like,
well, yes. No, but I don't think you think you have to do that, because it's like, I can see.
But I did. He gonna be a smart ass about it. Yes, I did.
No, because it's not a fair comparison, and I don't care about Hellboy, mind you. I don't care.
No, but you can tell certain things. You can tell a scene looks. You can tell us, like, the costume looks, the characters in the trailer look cheap.
And they look cheap. I always thought they looked bad, though. Like, that's why I've never gotten into it. I never thought they looked good in Hellboy.
I truly, honestly, I felt like the way Guillermo del Toro went, there was a certain amount of, this movie feels like it's trying to be a little too clean, a little too real. They kept the ragged, kind of gimmicky, hyper color edges that were comic, and then he threw his dark, twisted, you know, I might reach in your soul and shake it around, but I'm not gonna take it out, but I'm not gonna take my hand out either type shit on top of it with his look. I'm literally talking about when this trailer started running and I realized that it was a Hellboy trailer, I was like, really? Really? This is the color saturation you guys decided on? Where are you going to go when shit's supposed to get dark? Yes, I watched both trailers and then I went back and watched the original movie. I was like, I don't know how I feel about Ron Perlman and Guillermo del Toro's look in the trailer for Hellboy, but I was interested. I'm not interested in this Hellboy at all. That's the difference. Even with as silly as it looked after the original trailer, because you're right, the original trailers are, they're a little, really? That's what y'all did? But this trailer, I'm not interested in this movie at all. The only thing that made me think that I might still have to go see it was everybody but David Harbour. And that's not David Harbour's fault. It's where they put him.
I just don't care. So if it's fine, you get the screener for it, cool. But I'm so indifferent to Hellboy. I'm just kind of like, yo, does it pass? I don't want to walk out and slap everybody on the way out the door. Cool.
Wow, that's a really low bar. I got a higher bar for that. But then again, when I think comic book movies, I think more movies kind of like, you know, that are a little slightly dark and twisty. And Hellboy, I really like. And I like the way it looks. And maybe the reboot will be fine and I'll be happy. I'm going to go see it. I have to. At a minimum, I have no problem with hate watching.
Yeah, I'm a smooth, angry 34 right now. You don't want my opinion of a film where I have literally wasted my time, because the time goes by so fast, and next year I'll be 50. You don't want me to flip out at you because I wasted my time watching some orange nigga with half a huff missing running around shooting niggas with a big ass clink clink gun. Like, nah, I could have sat and watched Borderland trailers if that's what I wanted. So.
Wow, really? That's where you're
going to
go?
Okay. Any other film? I mean, I know we all are dying to see Penguins.
Can I just read the synopsis for Breakthrough? Because I love these.
I read it when you guys were talking. And go and read it, but yes, go ahead and read
it. When Joyce Smith's 14-year-old son, John, fell through an icy Missouri lake one winter morning, She and her family had seemingly lost everything. At the hospital, John lay lifeless for more than 60 minutes, but Joyce was not ready to give up on her son. She mustered all her faith and strength into one force and cried out to God in a loud voice to save him. Miraculously, her son's heart immediately started beating again. In the coming days, John would defy every aspect, every case history, and every scientific prediction. 16 days after falling through the ice and being clinically dead for an hour, he walked out of the hospital under his own power, completely healed.
I need to understand why Topher Grace and John Lucas are in this movie.
Didn't they already make this film? It was like when a kid like got a branch that fell on his head or something like that. I could have sworn they made this film already.
I'm sorry. I thought, you know, my first thought on this movie is I think Christopher Walken and The Dead Zone and everybody stealing from it. So my bad. I go straight to The Dead Zone. What's Janet Haysbert doing in this movie?
I don't know, but Mike Coulter's in this and I'm not wishing anything great for him right now. And I don't like Christy Metz. I just don't like her. I've watched This Is Us. She annoys the ever-loving shit out of me on that show, and I don't like her.
I just don't like, I mean, first of all, you know, if you're going to gather all your strength and cry out to God, it should be spelled G-A-W-D.
God.
But I was just like, yeah, it's God. But I was like, also, I was like, so he had hypothermia and you were really impatient and you didn't want to wait until he heated up enough to see whether or not the warm saline they put in your son's body was actually going to wake him up. I mean, because, you know, science, God gave us doctors who figured out things like if you heat a body up and you warm it up slowly, if they were frozen enough, they ain't dead. I'm just saying. But, yeah, you know, whatever.
Hours and started flying after he fell through the ice and she prayed. Like, also, I hate this particular guy that these films like to pay attention and homage to. Like, oh man, who screamed my name the loudest today? Mm-hmm. Your kid getting saved.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like it at all. I was like,
my God, that people be creating. Also, this description is contradictory as fuck because it says she's cried out to God and miraculously her son healed. And then it ends with he walked out of the hospital under his own power. Shouldn't his be in all capital letters? Because he walked
out of power. Yeah, we go make a God movie. Make a God movie right. Apparently, this is based on a true story in a book, which, by the way, I will not be reading, named The Impossible, The Miraculous Story of a Mother's Faith and Her Child's Resurrection.
Which one is it? Impossible or is it miraculous?
Yeah. And he wasn't dead, so.
Well, you can't resurrect a live nigga.
I'm like, I got, I just don't, I like, there are plenty of true stories about faith and people's spiritual journeys and truly inexplicably things that have happened in the world that could qualify as miraculous. And the ones that people pick on to make these movies kind of make me nauseous. Like I watched a trailer for one of the movies earlier today. I think you guys probably already talked about it. It was in January for Sergeant, I don't even know. I was mad at the trailer. I don't even remember the name. Sergeant Will Garner. And it's based off a true story. And he's a vet who comes home. And I was like, why are y'all trying to make this seem like the only people who have these problems listen to country music and, you know, drop out and become woolly mammoth bearded people who go, you know, no bottom rocker and on the Harley life. And I was just like, I don't understand. Where you get these stories? Like, I know you want to be inspired and inspirational, but like you said, was it his power or was it capital HIS power? I don't know who white people pray to, but I got questions. Only other movie I'm excited about in April besides Avengers Endgame is The Curse of La Llorona.
Me and y'all's guy going to see Penguin the week of Rector, so don't even worry about it.
They got, oh my God, I'm going to see penguins. Everybody going to see penguins. They penguins.
Yeah. That's right.
Is that an original or is that tied to one of these other like 80,000 other
curses? Like,
no, the, whatchamacallit films? The, fucking, goddamn, I can't remember.
The Happy Feet films?
The what? No, not right. I'm not talking about the curse.
We are not
talking about penguins. I am not talking about that fucking film. I'm talking about the curse. I'm talking about the curse film. I'm talking about the fucking penguin film. What the fuck?
You just lead in when we're talking about penguins.
No, because you brought up penguins and she talked about the curse. I was like, nobody's talking about the fucking penguin film.
I was like, did we go back to the
film? No, we did not go back to the fucking penguin films. No, we did not.
I was not ready.
No, is that not one of the spinoff films of The Conjuring, is it? Or is it his own film? That's what I'm
saying. No, this is its own film based on the story of La Llorona, the curse of La Llorona. Hopefully they don't fuck it up, because if they do, that's a lot of Latinx people who would be coming for you, because that is squarely in the wheelhouse of theirs. And you fuck this up, they gonna come find you, Michael Chavez. Don't fuck up.
Oh, so they can't come find you.
Hmm?
That's why Trump is building the wall, so they can't come find you.
These people live here. And so
the wall stopped them too.
Contrary to what he thinks, they're gonna be still here, still walking around. No, so
not what Trump said.
Look, so, I don't all right, let's know move on. So, you keep evoking the voice and the word. Why do you keep cussing at me? I don't deal with the orange Golgothan. He don't rule nothing over here.
That's what Rump Tay say it.
All right.
Listen.
Avengers Endgame, probably gonna make at least $2 billion. So, I mean, not really much else to say about that. It's gonna
Ain't nobody trying to mess with it, right?
Well, they're smart. Well, because they did it right this year, and they didn't change the date, at least yet. They haven't moved the date yet. Because last year they fucked over Amy Schumer by moving that date up a week.
That's because they knew Amy Schumer needed to be reminded that she ain't shit, and neither was that movie. Right, so I was okay with that. Are we just going to skip over Missing Link? You're not excited for Zach Galifianakis' next movie?
I'm more excited to talk about how terrible the fucking poster is for this Under the Silver Lake movie. If I have a conniption go fuck yourself.
See, I'm over here trying to keep it moving because you say you gotta go, but you over here bringing up movies that nobody's ever gonna fucking talk about. I'm talking about fucking nobody's watching that fucking
movie. And that other dusty, boring girl, unless she's in a film being cool. Dakota
Johnson. Yeah, no, we're not watching that
film. What is your problem with Dakota Johnson?
50 Shades of Grey, 60 Shades
of Grey. Okay, fine. Those movies don't exist in my part of the multiverse, so I blocked them all the way out. But why are we even talking? We don't even know anything about this movie other than it's set in L.A. Do you know something about this movie? I don't know.
For what film? It's got a fucking title, and if that's how niggas write posters in L.A., you know, man, what the fuck?
What film are we talking about?
That's how people write, like, notes.
What film are we talking about? We're not talking about the under... If y'all niggas don't start talking about these films, then ain't nobody gonna go watch Under the Silver Lake. What are we doing? Ain't nobody watching that shit.
They might.
Anyway, like, what is that about?
It's called Reflection.
Moving on to May. we got The Intruders. We got The Intruder. Who's in this? Dennis Quaid.
Michael Ealy. Again.
Dude, Dennis Quaid and Megan Good. What is this?
Lakeview Terrace in reverse.
What are we doing?
It sure is, but I want to see it because Dennis Quaid looks like he snapped all the way. Did you see the trailer where he come over there and was cutting a yard like he still lived there?
Again, Lakeview Terrace 2.
I think that's supposed to be Lakeview Terrace on like 12. How you gonna sell your house to someone and then keep coming back like you still live there?
I did see this trailer.
And expect him to be okay with it.
Yeah, he is out of his fucking mind in that. Oh yeah, you're right. Okay.
Okay. I kind of have to see Dennis Quaid lose his shit. And maybe he'll kill Megan Good. So, I mean, I can live in hope.
That child's gap will live on forever.
Okay. It's and plus Michael Ealy's in it, and I like Michael Ealy.
So do black women.
Okay, you know what? I like his ability to act. The fact that he's fine while doing it is a bonus.
Y'all all like that pretty eye, light skin nigga, don't you?
Right.
He can also act.
No, he can act. He can act.
When they really can act. Ugh.
Yeah.
When they get good shit to act in. What was the last good film Michael Ealy was in?
Okay, film. You said film. Last thing I liked him in, he was on TV.
That's right. He was.
Yeah.
They don't love him on the big screen for whatever reason. Ever since he dropped them two babies. He ain't been in no good films.
No.
We got Pokemon Detective Pooh Pikachu, which...
I'm absolutely going to see this twice.
Yes, I'm going to go see this.
I'm
going to see this. I don't think it's going to be good, but I'm going to go see it.
I do not care.
It's going to be amazing.
It's Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu. Of course I'm going to go fucking see this film.
I'm going to see this shit, bro.
Yeah,
I'm putting extra butter on my popcorn. I'm going to see this fucking movie.
Yeah. No, that's I'm sorry.
Plus one.
Yeah.
Because Ashley is coming with me to see this mess.
Yeah.
It is happening. I'm gonna have to try to be in two places at once for the week of the 17th because John Wick 3. Because I have to just go see him kill people. I don't generally review that movie because I just go see people die.
I mean that's a given. I mean, like I'm skipping over John Wick 3 like I skip over we jumped over Avengers like Endgame because like Nigga, we're going to go see that shit. Yeah, we're
going
to go see
Yeah, we going.
Who's not going to go see John Wick 3?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't trust those people instinctively. If you're not going, I do want to see The Sun Is Also a Star, though.
Wait, why is there another dog film? Why is there another dog film? And why is Dennis Quaid in it?
Bro, because he's getting paid.
A devoted dog is reincarnated.
Okay,
into the
look,
of a
they gonna make
teenager.
All them damn movies. You see, I tried to skip over it.
Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. You skipped a movie first. Started this. We had this long conversation about how they're making all these dog films, and it's fucking out.
A dog's purpose, a dog's journey. I'm pretty sure that there's
sequels
and one more book.
They from the same.
Prepare yourself. I believe that there is another book in a dog series. So it ain't over. It ain't over, yo. It ain't over.
I gotta ask this question: Is my girl from Blackish, Yara, gonna be the Amanda Sternberger this year? Is
maybe.
That what starting off as this son of star shit?
Okay, I don't like that comparison because Yara's a better actress.
I'm not saying. Well, no. I haven't seen Yara in enough stuff besides Imagine That, which I love, by the way, is a classic. But I've
seen Amanda Lynn enough stuff.
I've seen. I like Amanda Lynn certain stuff, but also
I didn't like her. But what did you just do? You qualified it.
I did, of course, I did, because this seems to be another black girl with falling in love with what might look like to be a white boy, and. I'm like, this. It's like this thing that they're doing every year now where these films are pretty popular. Well, or they kind of releasing them.
This movie is based on the book by the same person who wrote the movie that you're talking about that Amanda was in. So
amazing.
There you go. Nicola Yoon, she's a brilliant writer. I don't necessarily know why they do what they do to her movies, but read her books. I'm going to go see it. I have to because I need to know.
You know I'm not going to go read these books, bro.
Okay, you know what? I may hit on one day that you'll go read. You're not going to go read this, but I bet you I could find something to read. I bet you I could.
You might be able to, but you'd be better off sending me an Audible coin first so I can go down.
You know what? Listen to it. She has great people who read her books. I'm just saying. But I was talking to the people who were going to be listening to this. She's got a great screenwriter attached to this, so there's a shot.
Yeah, screenwriter from Girls Trip. Yeah, screenwriter for Girls Trip and for Little. And is also writing this one, The Sun Is Also a Star. So, yeah, I mean, again,
Oliver knows her shit.
Yeah, hey, look, I know what films are not in my wheelhouse, and I did not go see. I probably will not see this one, but hey, you know what? Maybe it'll be good. Maybe it'll be out there. I think there is a market for these kind of films, and as long as they're done right. Because what film was it that we saw? Oh yeah, I mean, The Hate U Give, like.
I like The Hate U Give.
No, I like it. You know, I like it for what it is, and for me, it's more aimed at the young adult, you know, young adults anyway. I'd rather them do it that way than some of the other shit we see.
I mean, Russell Holmesburg was the OG in that shit, though. Yeah. Dog, I fuck with him.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see.
yes, we're going to see it, but I'd rather go see Brightburn. So if they're the same day, I'm going to see Brightburn.
Aladdin and Brightburn.
So. If they're the same day, I'm going to see Brightburn. Killer Superman? Absolutely.
I'm going to see Brightburn.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Yeah. I'll just stay at the movie theater. If I miss a screening, or if they conflict these screenings, which they probably will because they hate us, I'll be right back at the movie theater to see Aladdin because I'm going to see Brightburn.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ash will drag me to see Aladdin that weekend, but I'm absolutely going to see Brightburn.
Yeah, absolutely. This is
a man killed old girl in the cooler for no reason.
Yeah,
maybe he had a reason. Maybe she looked at him funny. I don't know. I don't care. I'm going to see it. I have to see it.
Yeah, no. Brightburn is one that got everybody talking. It's not directed by James Gunn. Is he producing it?
Yeah, he's screenwriter. Screenwriter. No, he's concept and producer.
Okay, he's I think his brothers are
how I yeah. His brothers wrote it, which is how I prefer that he do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Great ideas that he then should get the hell out of the way so other people can make them.
Yeah.
Wait, this is the one that's going to save Gunn's career, though, right?
What do you mean save his career?
It's a Gunn movie, right?
Ain't not saving Zach. Zach can't. He can't Zach. Be saved.
Mark? Zach?
What are you talking about?
Excuse me. Mark. Brian and Mark wrote this.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm
saying. Can't nobody save James. I keep changing his name because I don't like to say his name.
Oh,
what do you mean nobody can save him?
There's not another brother. I'm sorry. I call him Zach, as in, you know, Saved by the Bell Zach. That's what I call James Gunn.
Oh.
Because they both trash.
James will be fine. He'll be back.
Right. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, no. Talk about save his career. His career's not over. I mean, be fine.
Yeah, I'm no. It was a rhetorical question.
Aladdin is okay.
Like, the first images of this make me have deep concerns.
Well, I think the problem is like, okay, you're gonna use Will Smith in his human form for something, but you're gonna have him being blue and being CGI for most of the film. Then show us that. Don't have the first images being Will Smith as Will Smith looking like he did, and being what that was never gonna work. I don't know. Disney's usually better at this than that. I don't know what Disney was thinking when they did that.
That Will Smith
they were thinking somebody snuck some pictures and they might as well authorize it before they leaked them.
They were like, they got to show Will Smith because Will Smith is in this movie.
I don't believe that though. I don't believe that. Later on this year, they're going to be doing Lion King. They're not going to show Beyonce.
You think they're not going to show Beyonce?
How are they going to show Beyonce? They're going to find a way in the first look sneak peek pictures. They're going to show Bey.
Why would they do that? They didn't do that for Jungle Book.
We need that.
But they didn't do that for Jungle Book. They didn't do that for Jungle Book. I'm just saying it doesn't make any sense. They never had to do that before. Why would you in your
Are
first
Are you
look,
really trying to say that filmmakers in Hollywood don't do strange things when they think they think are going to be good for courting the black audience members?
No, guys. Okay, we're talking about Disney. Disney has done this before. They've gone through like and had these films with remakes. I don't know.
You want to know the first picture I saw at Shere Khan was Idris Elba?
Was it?
The second picture I saw at Shere Khan was Idris
was
Elba.
Was dressed up as a tiger?
Gorgeous tiger.
Was he dressed up as a tiger?
No, they sent out a picture of Idris Elba, and then the second picture was Idris next to a live tiger.
Okay, but that's not him in. It's not him in the film in costume as a tiger. That's what they did with Will Smith here. That's what I'm saying. If they wanted to have Will Smith there without a costume on, that's fine. If you put Will Smith next to his actual CGI character, that's fine. They have Will Smith dressed as a fucking genie, looking like an offensive
in the film as a fucking genie though. That's not looking terrible
from the movie. It's a still
looking terrible. Yeah, I know, looking terrible. It's not gonna. That's not.
He looks like Aladdin if you put a nigga in Aladdin as a genie.
All right.
And that nigga happened to be Will Smith.
He looked like a genie.
I do not think that was a smart thing to do.
It probably wasn't.
They could.
Because it completely changed the conversation away from the movie to what the hell they going to have Will Smith actually looking like in the movie.
When Will Smith got to come out and explain your PR for you. Yeah, it probably wasn't the best decision.
That's my whole point. Like they were smarter than this. But isn't this the Guy Ritchie thing too?
I don't know.
Yeah, this is Guy Ritchie's Aladdin, mind you. Wasn't the last thing that Guy Ritchie did? He did the fucking King Arthur film? Oh hell yes. No! This isn't. I'm sorry. I'm usually pro Disney. A lot of things they do here. This Aladdin film is not going to be good. It's Guy Ritchie, so that's already strike one. And then the way this looks, strike two. No. This is not going to be good. This is going to be
screenwriter did Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So
which one?
Why are y'all doing this to this film? Why are y'all killing this film like this?
Because it's not going to be good.
I'm not killing the film. I'm telling the truth. I think it's going to have a very interesting pace. Tell the truth.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is trash. Don't kill this film.
Tell the truth.
This movie has the potential to have a very interesting pace. We already know that it's potentially going to have an interesting look at certain points.
Are you talking about the people have walking out of it angry?
It's going to be Guy Ritchie Aladdin. Think about everything you've seen with Guy Ritchie. And now think of Guy Ritchie doing Aladdin.
Scene with Guy Ritchie, dog. Like Guy Ritchie did Man from U.N.C.L.E. I love that film. Like you can't.
Yes, he did.
Yes, I Man said, from it, U.N.C.L.E. Yes. Now imagine the Man from U.N.C.L.E. as Aladdin. Nigga, no. No, but nigga.
He has more range than that. He's not that limited.
He did, and y'all love them movies. I don't know which ones.
Look, I like game. I liked certain parts of it. I liked what he brought to those movies. I did not like what they did with the character. I liked the script they gave him. But look, he has more range than you are clearly referring to in his repertoire. So there's a possibility that he could actually hit a nice beat and pace with this. There's also the possibility that he could Guy Ritchie the shit out this movie.
See what you said there, right there. You just said he could Guy Ritchie out of the movie.
I don't care. I like Guy Ritchie. So Guy Ritchie directing it would get me to see this movie more than you telling me Will Smith is in it, blue or not blue.
See, my thing
I'm
is,
I'm still mad that he's cast as the dad.
I didn't want to
miss the genie. So I'll see this movie because Guy Ritchie directed it before I'll see it for the cast.
It's gonna be Will as the genie or John Cena. Okay.
Stop it.
I don't know. To me, I like Guy Ritchie too in certain aspects. I do not think Aladdin is one of those aspects. I do not think this is going to be good. I think it'll be some hot garbage. Okay.
He's doing it for his kids. Just let the man have a movie for his kids.
Do we know anything about Ad Astrada? Let him do what he... Look, his kids got money that he ain't never going to have. They mama Madonna. It's fine.
No, I did not see... I do not know anything about Ad. Did they show a trailer for this yet or not?
I haven't seen anything.
It's got Donald Sutherland in it.
It's got Ruth Negga in it, so
and Brad Pitt,
on my radar.
I met Ruth. She's not enough. Like Brad Pitt, Ruth Negga, Tommy Lee Jones, or Donald Sutherland. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to expect from any of them. I can't remember the last Tommy Lee Jones film I cared about. Same for Donald. And Jamie Kennedy is in it. That's pretty much killed me right there when they listed him as a person we should have interest in.
That's a very odd cast. That's a very odd cast.
But that's why I was asking, does anybody know about this movie? Because I'm deeply confused by the cast and the storyline notes don't tell me Jack Diddley squat.
No.
And it's up against Aladdin and Brightburn. It ain't gonna do shit.
No, it's not gonna do shit.
No, it's not.
The following week is Godzilla King of the Monsters, and they're gonna fucking get me with this fucking film. I'm gonna go see it.
Yeah, they're gonna get your ass.
I'm going to see it. I love Kaiju.
This is so terrible. Yeah, this is the Transformers for me. This is how the Transformers film fans feel. I know I shouldn't be excited. I know it's gonna be like 90 minutes of Millie Bobby Brown in that fucking they're not gonna do what I needed to. I know they're not. I'm gonna go fucking see this film.
I mean, we all going.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Y'all about to get Uprising again. That's all that's gonna happen.
That's fine. As long as they let Godzilla smash a lot of shit. Besides Mothra's in this, man, come on. I love the kaiju, and they're waking up all the titans.
What's she doing?
What?
And this monster's in it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have to go see what they have to go.
I'm going to move on.
All the characters was in the first Street Fighter film too.
Mm-hmm. Why did you have to do that? Why'd you have to do that to me?
I hate you so much. It's gonna follow up the last Godzilla film that I fucking hated. It's gonna do it again to me. I'm gonna walk out pissed. And Brandon's gonna laugh at me, so I just want everybody to know that just be prepared for that.
Because again, I am indifferent to the whole Godzilla thing. Like, hey,
what? How is that possible? Is that allowed?
Because I don't care about watching people yell at big doll looking monsters in black and white. So I never got into the whole.
He has no soul.
You are missing something. And
I never had a real childhood. Like I was 21 by the age of 8.
So, I don't care. Me at 8, me at 21, we like kaiju. We going. So are you going to go see Rocket Man instead?
I'm not going to see Elton John. I'll go home and listen to some Elton John.
You're not going to go support Taron? He going to sing.
First of all, I would be going to support Miss Bryce Dallas Howard. I would not be
That's a given.
But.
Why would you not go support Bryce?
I said I would be. I'm not, but I'm not.
Why?
Because I'll just watch one of my favorite episodes of Black Mirror instead. I can support her that way.
So you okay?
Also, thicker Bryce Dallas Howard looks better than slimmer Bryce Dallas Howard. That's just my opinion, though.
Dune movies. This is gonna be a great one.
Wow.
X-Men Dark Phoenix, which is so garbage.
Life of Pets.
I'm gonna say right this because you guys know I'm indifferent to DC movies. I'm actually very, very excited to go see X-Men Dark Phoenix, and this is why.
They're gonna ruin it.
One,
he is.
No, you don't understand. See, I'm very excited because two things. One, we're gonna talk about it, I guess in August, but New Mutants is not coming out, so there's that. So this is gonna be the last film that Fox does under Fox. Of X-Men films. So I'm celebrating that. And two, because everybody tried to tell me how good Aquaman was and it was fucking garbage, I'm letting you guys know 5 out of 5 is coming back. 5 out of 5 reviews coming back for X-Men Dark Phoenix. So just be waiting. I'm going to talk about how great X-Men Dark Phoenix is. It's coming back. I'm thinking I'm back. Yeah.
Dark Phoenix is my favorite character, and
it's gonna be amazing.
They're gonna ruin.
It's gonna be so amazing. It's gonna be great. I love it. It's gonna. Jennifer Lawrence is gonna be. She's gonna be such.
I mean, just the whole thing. He's like, I know what evil looks like, and I'm looking at it. She's not evil. She's amoral and more power than you, and she don't give a shit about your day. She don't care about you. She ain't evil. Just get out her way. I love Phoenix. Murdered as Jean Grey.
It's gonna be so great. I cannot wait. Just the cast, so they look so great.
Chris is going to hate watch.
Can't wait to see this film.
Why are you going, or are you not going at all?
First off, I have been at 5 out of 5, so I absolutely have to go.
Okay.
We literally did the 5 out of 5, and we just both pissed everybody off when we started doing it. It just became a thing. So yeah,
you do have to go.
This is like the way Chris Denham created Avengers Initiative. If you say something is a 5 out of 5. Then yeah, I gotta go now because I gotta see it.
5 out of 5, yo. I'm just cannot wait. I cannot wait until I can't. You know, I'm gonna say right now, better than Avengers Endgame.
But you already know that it's gonna be 5 out of 5.
Yeah, 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Jesus help me, y'all. Y'all just pray for me. Pray for me during this entire conversation.
So I guess you're going to see Secret Life of Pets too, then.
Maybe.
I'm gonna put them on the same night because now that they got rid of Louis C.K., I'm happy to go see Secret Life of Pets 2. I like the first one.
Well, so it's either that or you're gonna go see The Other Side of Heaven 2.
I'm going to see that shit because ain't no other side of heaven. It's either heaven or no heaven.
It's heaven or not.
What is this? Is this another one? What is, I don't know.
It's here or there. Fire of faith. Okay, look.
The other side of heaven.
With the whole this
fire
look,
of faith.
You want to talk about a white savior movie? Let's talk about a literal. I'm a missionary. I'm gonna go to Tonga and I'm not going anywhere near this shit.
But why is there a sequel? Does anybody remember The Other Side of Heaven 1?
Yeah, I remember the name of it. I didn't watch it.
I missed church that Sunday. I'm sorry.
What are we doing? I don't know what's going on here. I don't know what's
Why
going
are we
on
talking
here
about this?
So really did this. This is your fault.
Men in That's Black International?
Hmm?
Men in Black International?
I have to go see it.
Yeah.
Again, I'm indifferent to the whole Men in Black series, so I really don't care. But I love Tessa Thompson, so I'll go see it.
Yeah. I honestly, because After I liked the first film. After that, I didn't really give a shit about Men in Black. But you bring in Tessa Thompson and Chris Hemsworth, and they have great chemistry together. So, yeah, I'm in. Okay.
Also, the way she gets in, like, she just bogarts her way through.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Full on determined black woman. Yes, I'm absolutely going to see it just based off of that.
You're like, hi, I recruited myself. Please give me my glasses.
And it's like her character from Sorry to Bother You decided to join Men in Black. And right. I completely believe it. That it's the same character, same universe.
And
I'm okay with that.
And I didn't know that this was real, but they're actually doing a Shaft reboot.
Nigga. Yeah. So here's my beef with the Shaft reboot. That's going to have all the Shafts in it and a new Shaft. Ro, did you ever watch Survivor's Remorse?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, so out of all of the characters that you could have picked for Survivor's Remorse to be Shaft's son, you picked Cam instead of his cousin.
Thank you.
That's what bothered me about this film. When they cut Survivor's Remorse, the news for this came out that Shaft was being done a little while after that. I was already mad that they ended Survivor's Remorse, one of the best black conversations.
Black as well as done. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Fucking y'all missed out. For people who did not watch Survivor's Remorse, you fucking missed out. Y'all were too busy watching that 50 Cent show, and you didn't watch what came on after.
I watched both. I didn't turn the channel. And when they reversed the order, I still got my... this is why I don't cut the cord.
I'm like, Shaft. I looked at the cover for this, and I'm looking at original Shaft, Nick Fury Shaft, and then I'm looking at Ain't Never Been Hit a Day in His Life in the Face Shaft, and I'm thinking, this is not going. What is this?
He looks too. Jesse Usher is not. I don't understand. I can't even articulate.
He dainty.
He does not look like the phrase, the coolest private eye on any New York block applies to him. He does not look like he the coolest private eye on any block in New York City. He don't look like he's standing on anybody's block
New York City. The film that what was that Christmas movie that they did that oh my God, Monique was talking about. I got paid this much to be in Feels Like Christmas or something like that.
I know you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, he's in that, and I'm like, bruh.
He's in a lot of. Why did Kenya write this?
He has the look. He has the look to where he should be able to maneuver and floss like a young Will Smith through this industry, but he don't have that charisma. Like, he just don't have it that I've seen yet.
He plays too nice.
He's too seemingly unbothered by things and a bit goofy. Like it's,
I don't have a problem with the goofy. I have a problem with the never getting bothered by anything. He likes to play nice with everybody.
Can you imagine how he acts when he's mad? Like, I feel like he spills stomps his feet when he gets mad.
Okay, but see, here's the problem. Richard Roundtree is coming back to be in this damn movie.
Which is why Cam's cousin should have been Young Shaft. Because that was it perfect.
But I don't know whether or not my mother will let me, like, you know, even have an opinion if I don't go see this movie.
Yeah, there's that.
Y'all have fun.
I like my life. Look, I told you, I don't have a problem with a movie that I get in there and it turns into a hate watch. I stayed for all of Destroyer now, didn't I? But I'm going to shade that movie until the end of time. But like, it's just a description of the movie. You know, the next chapter, he's a cybersecurity expert with a degree from MIT, but to uncover the truth behind his best friend's untimely death, he needs an education only his dad can provide. If we don't stop playing this book learning against street smart shit.
Bruh, they're going to save him 50 times in that movie.
But I'm just tired of the whole idea that if you are a black person, you go get upper education and you capitalize on all your opportunities, that somehow means you don't have street smarts. I'm sorry. I'll go get your executive job and then still run game and collect my VIG on the damn weekend. I'm really tired of people acting like these two things are mutually exclusive. They should come hang out with me for a day.
I look at this film and I see Die Hard 5 again.
So. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
My God.
The following week is Child's Play, Toy Story 4, and The Grudge, which I can't believe that just Toy Story 4, fine. You know, they did Toy Story 3. Okay. Child's Play and The Grudge, are they coming? What are we doing?
I'm going to see Child's Play. So.
Wait a minute. So you're indifferent to Men in Black. You're indifferent to Godzilla films, but Child's Play out of all the films?
I love Child's Play. I love Child's Play 1 and 2. Like, I'm sorry. I've always been a fan. And I always laugh at people who scared of Chucky. I fucks with Charles Lee Ray, dog. Motherfucker's a psychopath.
I just... Okay. I got nothing.
Yeah, I'm going to see it.
Yeah.
I'll be excited. I'll be like, yes, this doll is sleeping ankles again.
Both of those films will be wiped out by Toy Story 4 that weekend, though.
Of course, my nigga. That's it. Come on, man. It's Toy Story 4, and they add Key and Peele to it. So I'm kind of excited about this, too.
Mm-hmm.
They having a reunion on screen as two new dolls. Like, I appreciate two stuffed animals. I appreciate that shit. And they janky stuffed animals. So I fucks with it, but I'm definitely going to see Child's Play too. It's crazy how many movies that we're going to be about toys.
It's weird. They put Child's Play the weekend of Toy Story. That is actually kind of funny.
Y'all can keep the grudge. It's already one. Is it a reboot?
What are they doing?
Y'all can have this. I'm not.
Is it a reboot?
Yes.
Why? Okay. It's a reboot. It's a reboot of a 2004 film. I just understand rebooting something.
Real question. Why is John Cho in it? But, you know, hey.
I don't know. Just go see the original Grudge. Just go see the Asian film. Yeah, just leave the American franchise alone.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Just go see Ju-on and get the shit scared out yourself. And remember that Kakshi Chasmu is the shit and move on with your life. Just go see Ju-on.
Speaking of
film, I don't know why they're rebooting this.
Can we just skip to July 5th?
Well, before then, I gotta ask, like, why are they 47 meters down is getting another? Like, why?
How? Because the first one was unexpectedly popular and made money, so they're trying to go back and get some more of your money. That's why.
How did the first one make that much money?
Because people like sharks and white girls.
Oh, you know what? Good answer. Let's move on. there is actually Annabelle 3 for some reason. Did the first two Annabelles do good?
We skip it.
I mean, how did the first two do?
I'm sure they made money.
And after you do
the first one,
I think the first one
did pretty good. The second one was, I don't know. The funniest thing about Annabelle was me finding out that one of the PR guys here had to drive around with that damn doll in the back of his car, and the person who put it in his car buckled it in the middle. So every time he had to look in his rearview mirror, that damn doll was staring back at his ass. That was the funniest and scariest thing about that movie to me.
You know what? We laughing, but Oh My Lanta, fucking the first film cost $2.5 million to make. It made $257 million.
Yeah, so, people liked Annabelle. That's a creepy ass one. I just didn't like the second one.
Yeah.
And then they got a creepy woman who looks like Annabelle in the...
All right. Spider-Man Far From Home.
$5 million. What the fizzy fuck?
These are the type of horror films we get access to, and I'm like, I don't want to see that shit.
Film is gonna make $400 million. That it's the only thing in theaters that week. It's gonna make $800 million that week.
They ain't stupid.
Annabelle 3 fan of July 3rd. Like it's gonna.
They are not stupid.
So Spider-Man Far From Home. Again, another film that we already know what's gonna happen. It's gonna make a ton of fucking money. You said what now?
Want to see that shit?
Yeah, of course. I mean, like I said, I'm kind of skipping over the comic films at this point, folks. We're gonna have longer discussion on these films as they get closer, anyway. So, fuck it. The Lion King, which is also gonna make a shit ton of money. So,
I already know I'm going to see it at least twice.
This is another one that we need to rent a theater for.
Actually, no way. I didn't think about that, but you're right. Can't.
Listen, I love what we did for Black Panther, but part of that was the fact that it was a black Marvel film.
But like, let me tell you something, we can't.
We need to get into the habit of renting theaters out for the black films that we think are going to be popular that year.
We can't that opening weekend because we're going to be in San Diego, which means we might actually miss that screener for that film.
For The Lion King?
Yeah, because that's San Diego Comic-Con weekend. I'm looking at the
date. I feel like we just need to go. Well, we can't go see it. Maybe if we talk. I wonder if we can talk to a rep in San Diego that week and get a screener.
Yeah, maybe we can do that. Yeah.
That's why I'm saying this now, because you can't.
I will find out who's running the movie, but I don't know. They may actually do a screening.
Yeah. So,
like, for real, sometimes, like, when we get the last list before Comic-Con, they'll either put it right before, so depending on what day you get there, you may be able to just go with me, but they may actually do a big screening for The Lion King since it's around Comic-Con time.
There's always a film we missed. I think last year was Mission Impossible Fallout, and this year it's going to be The Lion King. I was like, oh, I can't wait to see this film, and look at the day, I'm like, fuck, we're going to be in fucking San Diego.
Hopefully we can make it happen.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, why did I know that film?
What? What do you mean? You know this. It's about the Manson family. It's from Quentin Tarantino.
Okay. Yeah, that's why. I was like, something didn't register my brain. Got you. Okay. Damn, they're bringing... Okay.
I said that all angry and hostile. I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Okay, look. I was sorry. And but now I'm only sorry to Chris.
I don't know if you want to apologize to me.
Look, that's true. No, look, no. I snapped at him. That wasn't okay.
No, you're right. I should have known. I should have remembered. I knew the name. And I was like, what? I know this. I've been hearing this.
Honestly, I'm going to go see it. It's Margot Robbie. I mean, Tim Roth is in it.
Yeah, Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Burt Reynolds is in here. I mean,
Burt Reynolds, dog. They dug him up.
And there's no reason for him to just gratuitously feel like he needs to drop the N-word anywhere in the movie because it's about white people.
Yeah, but he's going to. Don't underestimate Quentin Tarantino and the N-word.
Okay, look, I can live in hope. Give me my hope.
Quentin Tarantino not going to drop the N-word in his film. Silly Negro.
He gonna find a way to say something
for Tarantino.
I know, but yeah, I'm actually excited for Once Upon a Time. I would like to see his take on it, and we all know that he doesn't have a problem with being, you know, violent. So, a lot of movies they talk about what happened with the Tate family murders kind of like downplay things. They don't really want to go into it. So I am interested.
Yeah, he's not going to take
on the Manson family.
It's gonna be gruesome as fuck. August. The New Mutants, which I don't believe is ever coming out, so I'm just going to go and skip over. Pretend like that movie's not happening. But if it does, if the New Mutants does come out, guys, just so you guys know.
Five out of five.
Yeah, just so you guys know. 5 out of 5.
I'm going to see Dora the Grown Up Explorer that week.
Lord God, I don't understand what's going on with the cast.
Well, it's either Dora the Grown-Up Explorer or it's Snowflake and Shaw. So I don't know which one you pick this week.
At this point, The Rock is trying to ruin any last reason you'd have to enjoy him as a person. His last couple of films haven't been great. And then this week, supposedly he said the Snowflake shit. Now he's saying he didn't say it and that interview never happened. All right, bro.
Don't look at anything that doesn't have to do with his work because I would like to continue to like Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, you treat him like I treat Kanye. We'll see how that works out for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, Dwayne doesn't ever do anything that crosses over into my real life, and I'm not going to see this movie for Dwayne Johnson. I'm going to see this movie for Idris Elba.
I do want to see him play a villain or something finally. It's been a long time since Stringer Bell walked the streets.
I mean, honestly,
it's also been a long time since they let him just pure and adulteratedly kick the shit out of someone. I need to see him beat the shit out of somebody, and I understand that there's a fight with Hobbs. I want to see it. Fight
both of them at the same time and just be a monster.
Yeah, I kind
of okay with this.
Yeah, you know, honestly, at this point, because the last, I'm going to be honest here, the last two Fast and Furious films have just kind of been like too focused on trying to actually have a fucking story. I actually kind of look forward to Hobbs and Shaw and it just being ridiculousness. So if they can capture the ridiculousness that used to be in, like, let's say Fast 6, I'm here. I'm here for it. Let's do it.
What is old girl's name from Widows that's in the Fast series? What's her name?
Girl from Widows that's in.
Yeah.
Vanessa Kirby.
Oh my God, this is not happening right now. Letty.
From Fast.
Michelle Rodriguez. I just, you know what?
Michelle Rodriguez, is she in this movie?
Oh my God. No, you know why? Because she can't act, so I was only thinking about actors. And I forgot she was in this fucking movie.
I almost
my
forgot.
Bad.
I forgot.
I was like, what?
That's my bad. That's my bad. We didn't erase her from the whole film, yo. We didn't erase her from the whole film.
Shit, she didn't exist anymore.
She was. Oh, that. Never damn. Mind.
That's fucked up.
Okay,
that's
can
fucked
we up. Just move on to the next week? Because I feel really bad right now, but not.
No, what I was going to say was, I just find it interesting that they got so cocky with the Fast and Furious series that they was like, we can make an actively looks like she is 220% lesbian forever woman have a romance story with Vin fucking Diesel. And we will do it for 2 to 3 films.
Well, they have the personality and the chemistry of, like,
a snore.
Wet noodles on rocks. I don't know, man. It's just, they're just like
the hardest things to watch because, you know, neither of them wanted to do that shit.
It's just so bad. And they keep going into it, though. And I'm like, yo, can we get less love story between the two of them and more to the thing we like, which is just action kicking ass and cars? Like, can we just stick to that stuff? Because this whole action thing you're trying to do with this?
The most she enjoyed Fast and the Furious is when she was dead.
When she was evil, they should have left Letty evil.
Well, yeah, Fast 6 was the best one they did. But also, that's probably also the last one I think that Justin Lin did as well. So, when he lost Justin Lin to go off and do other things.
It was Wanda they brought in after that, right?
Yeah.
Wanda
did 7, and then
Great did action fine, but he never... And even the action from Juan was cool, but it was nowhere near the level that Justin did. Like, with 6, that whole racing through the British streets or whatever shit, that scene is still fucking phenomenal.
Well, I think what it is Justin Lin realized something. One, he revitalized the franchise, so, you know, Vin Diesel couldn't, like, take control over him because Justin Lin is the one that literally kept that shit going. And he also, when he had this film, he knew how to lean into and what actor to lean into and what their strengths were. When he's gone and now the person who's in control of the franchise is Vin Diesel, Vin Diesel is going to ask for more roles and more stuff to do because he's Vin fucking Diesel. Now, I realize that he's also Vin fucking Diesel and can't act like that. So that's what happens with the other two films, I think. It's just...
It's like the bully methodology, like how to deal with a bully methodology. So if you have a bully and you can't beat him, you go and get another big person to bully the bully. And that's why they went and got The Rock.
Right.
James Long, okay, we need to bring The Rock up in here for real.
Yeah.
Because Vin Diesel ain't going to be pushing me around, dog.
Why are we still talking about Hobbs and Shaw, but not?
Artemis Fowl, it's not going to be good.
It's a book.
Why do you think it won't be good? Just curious.
Kind of look at the trailer.
Is this a young adult book?
Okay, I'm going to come. You were really trying to make me come punch in your face.
See, I said it because of the trailer.
Kenneth Branagh directing.
Make sure you bring one of them books to the theater when you go see this movie because you'll have more fun out of that reading in the dark than you will watch.
But it's Kenneth Branagh directing, and I don't distrust him.
Hmm.
I don't. not with these types of movies. And Judy Dench is in it, and Josh Gad is here, and he's actually cast properly. I'm going to live in hope.
Mm.
Okay.
I'm going to live in hope. Y'all going to leave me my hope just once. Just better bring
a comfort blanket.
Don't worry. I'll bring a stuffed animal or something to sob into when it sucks. See, if it sucks. I hope it doesn't, though.
We got Angry Birds Movie 2. God forbid. Fuck us.
I didn't see the first one. I'm good.
Yeah, no. Anything else in August that we're looking at?
Good Boys. Good Boys. I want to see that really badly.
All right, I can hear the sarcasm in
your
voice.
Are you being legit?
No, I can hear the sarcasm in his voice. It almost got me. It's a little, it comes at the end of there. I was like, oh no, I'm not even going like, to. I almost
12-year-old boys and Tarzana?
No, I almost clicked on to see what it was, and I heard the sarcasm. I was like, no, I'm not doing that. Not touching that. All right, let's move on to September. It Chapter 2, which I think is about time for us to get this.
Yay!
What?
Front row, but not like front row.
Oh.
Like the last row before you should be seating any further front row.
Yeah, no, I'm like, come on, guys. The last one did so well. I'm really looking for. And from what I remember, the casting they've done on the adults here is actually pretty good as well. So
great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this one.
I'm ecstatic.
Spies in Disguise.
James Mac.
Good.
I was like James McAvoy's in it. You know I'm going.
Yeah. Spies in Disguise. That's an animated film. They're doing a Downton Abbey movie. I know they talked about doing that for a while. I never watched the show, so I don't give a shit.
Yeah, neither have I.
Any of the Kitchen? What was this?
I'm going to see The Kitchen.
Yes. This is Melissa McCarthy, Tiffany Haddish, and Elizabeth Moss.
Domhnall Gleeson is in it. I'm going to see this movie.
Yeah. That might be ridiculous.
I don't know. This could be a brilliant trash fire.
They are going to let Tiffany Haddish and Melissa McCarthy go back and forth off each other for 90 minutes. I'm going to see this movie.
And it's 1978's Hell's Kitchen. This could be a brilliant trash fire.
It's not going to be any script for this movie.
Trash.
It'll be like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know,
the ladies take the Irish Mafia's matters into their own hands.
Sounds great.
Oh, yeah. What in Jesus' name? I might have to see this.
Yeah, no. It's going to be a garbage fire.
And I know y'all probably won't see it, but I'll probably see Downton Abbey because I watched the entire series. Although I have mixed feelings about the fact that they made a movie. I don't really think they, I think they should just left it alone, but I'm still seeing it.
Okay. October.
What the fuck is this? The Art of Racing in the Rain movie.
You're the one that needs to go soon. And you're the one that brings up the dumbass movies.
Costner. I don't know.
Why are we doing this?
Enzo, a family dog with a near human soul and a philosopher's mind, evaluates his life through the lessons learned by his human owner, race car driver.
Why are we doing this? Sir, why are you doing this?
And it's Milo.
Why are you doing this?
Oh, no.
Why are you doing this?
What is going on?
No, what are you doing? Why would you even do this?
Oh, it's the Garth Stein novel. I'm good.
October, another DC film, Joker. You guys got it. You guys got it. I'll see it, but I'm not doing this.
I'll be the woman in the window. I love that book.
Window.
The Gemini Man is also coming out.
Let's see.
Yeah.
I'll probably try to check that out. I don't know if I'm going to get a screener for it, but I'm actually kind of interested in that. Although, you know, it's Will Smith and Mary Winstead, so we don't know what could happen.
Well, we actually do know what could happen.
Yeah.
God
bless us. Clive Owen is in it too. I mean, there's guaranteed to be some murder, death, kill. They're playing assassins. So I'll be at the women's window in Gemini Man. I'm not excited for Joker. I may have to cover it, but
I didn't realize that Addams Family was an animation. I thought it was live action.
I thought it was too.
I was like, oh shit, them as the Addams Family sounds kind of dope. And then I seen the cover and I was like, oh, it's animation.
I did the same thing because you're casting Oscar Isaacs, Charlize Theron, Allison Janney, Bette Midler, Chloe Grace Moretz. And you're making it an animated film? What, are you out of your fucking mind? What the fuck are you doing? Like,
I think everybody is still afraid to try to go back to do that as live action.
They had the cast. They had it.
That's the cast. That's the cast you do.
It is the cast. If you're ever, I'm going to see it animated, but I would have loved to see this live action.
If you were ever going to try to do it again live action, that's the cast you would pick.
Everybody's perfect. Everybody is perfect, and they went animated.
I can't believe that myself. I for a long time thought it was a live action too, because I'm like, oh, the cast. Oh yeah, that'll fucking work. And then I saw it animated. I'm like, what the fuck were you leaving money on the table?
I can't believe they're doing Zombieland 2. I thought they were done with that movie.
Oh, no. I knew they were going to do a Zombieland 2. I just didn't know. I know they were working on it. I just didn't know that they were finally.
It's been a long ass time, though, since the first one.
That's why I don't think it'll work. It's been too long.
That's why I thought they were done. I was like, we ain't seen nothing a year or two later. They're done now, right?
Yeah. I don't think it works because it's been so long, but they've been trying to do it for a while. So, yeah. And then they're also that weekend's also the Crow Reborn. Like after June is when it gets weird because some of these films are things that have been announced, but I have heard nothing about this. I don't know. Have they actually cast this yet?
No, the Crow Reborn. I don't know.
Yeah, so
Jason Momoa was originally attached, and then he stepped back. After he got the script, he walked away.
Well, it's gonna be hard for him to be dark, brooding, and menacing. It's quiet for the movie, so I'm pretty sure. He's like, it's only like 5 lines in this script.
Dude. Like,
yeah, Jay.
Y'all can be mad about that. I'll be at the Goldfinch. Yes. I'll be watching Sarah Paulson and Jeffrey Wright and Ralph Fiennes and Luke Wilson in the Goldfinch.
I found a picture for Ansel. Like, Ansel was in everything 2 years ago.
I don't know how you can't find a damn picture for Sarah. Wrong.
Come on, bro.
This database is lazy.
Yeah, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. This is yet another
I'm good on A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. I watched the documentary from Mr. Rogers, which is good enough.
You don't need anything after the documentary. I'm mad they're making this.
I don't really need to see this. Like, Tom Hanks, I'm sure, is going to Tom Hanks kill it, but I really don't care.
He's not Mr. Rogers, and I don't need to see it. I'll probably have to, but I don't want to.
They have for November 8th. Will Packer comedy one.
I was about to bring that up for you. I was like, yeah, another Will Packer comedy. So you got two more. You got November 1st. You got Terminator 6. Which, okay, is James Cameron back for that one? Huh?
What was the Terminator 6?
No, this is the one that has. No, because remember the one that this had Linda Hamilton's back for this one, and I don't think that one ever came out yet. So directed by Tim Miller, and Arnold Schwarzenegger's back at the Terminator in this one. Yeah.
James Cameron came back to produce this Terminator, yeah. And Linda's back. I'm going.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I get a screening for this, I'm going. If I don't get a screening for this, I'm going. I'm especially that week. I'm not. You going to see Charlie's Damn Angels? Really? You need to see the new generation of angels because they've gone international. Is that what you need to do with your week?
I'd rather go see this art. This art.
It's got Kristen Stewart in it. No, thank you. Kristen Stewart and Charlie's Angels.
She's gonna bore people to death with her kick powers.
Right. I'm just like, no thing.
Well, right. So I'll be a Terminator 6 and I will be happy.
I didn't know people were upset over this Sonic the Hedgehog poster. I didn't realize like that was a thing that people got vehemently upset about.
I don't know why
people were they upset about it.
That he looks too brooding and he looks like too swole and doesn't look like it. I saw the poster look like Sonic to me.
They should just be upset that it's a Sonic Hedgehog movie and it's not going to work and it's going to be bad.
Yeah, I mean, they're looking at the whole live action cartoon thing that's been successful. Like, they looked at Pikachu and they were like, we can do it. They're doing Pikachu. And Pikachu was like, nah.
But the other thing, too, is Pikachu hasn't even, like, succeeded yet. So.
I don't understand what they're expecting to do with the Sonic the Hedgehog. I don't see what the story is.
I don't, but that's the whole problem with when they make some of these films based on video games. Instead of going with the video games that actually have stories and just making those stories into multi-part movies, they do something like, let's make Sonic the Hedgehog a movie, or let's make Need for Speed into a movie. It's like, no, motherfucker, what are you doing? That's stupid.
I looked at this Margie Claus description, and you know what? I should have known that this was going to be Melissa McCarthy. I should have just known. When they were like, they're making a movie about Santa's wife having to be Santa Claus, my first guess should have been, it's going to be Melissa McCarthy.
So also coming out that weekend is Kingsman 3. Is this movie happening?
I haven't seen the second one, so I don't care if it's happening.
As far as I can, as far as I know, it's happening, and I do want to see it because I would like the conclusion.
Okay. Yeah.
I would go see this Paul Feig Last Christmas movie with this great lineup cast that I see so far.
But. Yeah, I'll probably be the good liar.
Oh no, Paul Feig. Yeah, I'll go see this because he's usually like, has he missed?
No, he hasn't.
No, so I'll go see this. Yeah, because this last one was a simple favor. Yeah. No, I'll go see Last Christmas.
Basil was simple.
I mean, this is Michelle Yeoh and Emilia Clarke. I'm going. Yeah. Emma Thompson's in it too. But I was like, if it's between those other two movies, then no. But I'll go see this, but not because it's Paul.
What's the good liar? Oh yeah, and that's got Ian McKellen, Helen Mirren, and so you already got me on those two alone. So yeah.
Right. And I'm thinking this might just, you know, take a abrupt left on us.
Yeah, a lifelong con man thinks he landed a perfect mark when he meets a wealthy widow, but she has a secret path that may foil his plans. Oh yeah, no, that's gonna be great. Yeah, that's gonna be great. That's gonna be great.
And it's Helen Mirren. I mean, come on.
Yeah. No, that's actually a good week for movies then. Between, because Mardi Claus is gonna be stupid, so I don't. That's gonna be a dumb. But Last Christmas and The Good Liar are gonna actually be pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And my popcorn movie that week will be Kingsman 3.
Hmm.
I don't want to build any snowmen.
Yeah, I'm not going to learn new songs that y'all can't stop singing.
What, for Frozen
2? Let's be real. I will probably see Frozen 2, and then I'm just going to sing at you, B. I'm just going to sing.
Can I be honest? I feel like it's a safe space. Never saw Frozen 1.
That's fine. Nobody cares if you haven't seen it. You're the lucky one. The rest of us have seen it.
I saw it. I liked it. And I avoided children after it once they became obsessed with it. Although my niece decided that she was going to be Ilsa if Ilsa had Batman's money. So she let their powers combine to become one great superhero Disney princess. So I liked how she got down with it.
That comes out over like Thanksgiving weekend. So that's going to make a shit ton of money.
Yeah, but I want to see Queen and Slim. Yeah, man. Just because of who's in it.
I want to see it because Lena Waithe is, this was her Bonnie and Clyde film that she was talking about she was doing.
Right. I'm excited to see this. Everybody attached to it, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually interviewed Jodie Turner Smith.
So basically, one, Lakeith Stanfield is in it, so I might go see it just for that. But it has a nice lineup of cast so far. Like, I fuck with five of these people.
I like Daniel Craig. I love Michael Shannon.
Oh, wait, I like everybody in this. Jamie Lee Curtis, Chris Evans.
A contemporary murder mystery. Daniel Craig plays a detective assigned to solve the crime. And y'all motherfuckers not going to tell a shit else, and I don't care. That cast, that director, and he wrote it, I'm going.
Yeah, I'm on this.
Trey Johnson, I'm going.
Yeah, Knives Out. Oh, yeah. And it's Ryan Johnson.
Ray can do whatever he wants.
Oh, yeah. Yes, so Knives Out. Oh, I'm in.
Yeah. Ray can do whatever the hell he wants. I'm going. This is an amazing cast. I don't care what the movie's about.
Oh, yeah, no, he got me on that. Knives Out. All right, so we're here last month, December. Jumanji 3, and after the second one, I'll go see it.
But
here's the thing. I know they're going to fuck it up.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be bad.
I'm going to go see it because they had a surprise. The second one was surprisingly good, and I don't think it was done on purpose. I don't think they meant for it to be good, and so I feel like they're going to miss all of what made that good and fuck it up. So it'll get me into the theater, but they're good. It's
me a film full of snowflakes. So.
Oh Jesus!
Masters of the Universe. I can't.
No,
no, they're not doing.
No,
this. They're not. Are, no. They, are they really doing this?
No, no.
I refuse to believe
this. He's answering for all of us here.
Sorry.
No,
I'm not going to battle.
No, you're right, no. Though. You're right, though. No.
You know what else I'm going to see? Cats. Not going to see Cats.
I don't.
As in, is it supposed to be as in, like, but why?
And they're going to be dressed like cats and shit, I think.
Look, I'm sorry. I had to play this shit in band. I don't care about McCavity the Mystery Cat. I don't care about his friends. I do not need an adaptation of Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical. I know I'm good. Just, I'm good. No.
It comes out the weekend of Star Wars.
And I'm sorry, Taylor Swift is in it. I can't see it.
It comes out the weekend of Star Wars. Nobody's going to see it.
Like, and I don't care if Jennifer Hudson is in it. I can't see it because I can't. It comes out
of the weekend of Star Wars Episode 9. Nobody's seeing Cats. Nobody's seeing that or any of the movies that come out the weekend after that. Nobody is. I'm sorry. Just, Why are you making?
But did you look at the description of super intelligence so we can once again add Melissa McCarthy?
Is the brave little toaster, and I'm going to.
It's the brave little toaster meets batteries not included with an attitude problem.
Yes, I'm going to see this shit.
Melissa McCarthy might be the hardest working female comedian in like.
She knows she got something here.
People are going. This could either go very right or very, very wrong.
She has something. What?
It doesn't matter with her. She's still gonna make money off the films. You have The Boss. You have that School Days remake shit she did, and they still make money.
She's not making money off of this one. The movie comes out 5 days after fucking Star Wars does.
Right.
Not making any money.
Melissa McCarthy.
There are plenty of people who will turn right around and go see Super Intelligence.
They are going to see this movie.
The one that I'm wondering if people are going to go see, and what? I still don't know how I feel about it, is Little Women. Did we need another Little Women?
I don't know, but this lineup is kind of dope. This is an Oscar lineup.
It's Louisa May Alcott. You can't have step on her book. Especially given how many people, and they can't do worse than the one with Winona Ryder in it. So they've already stepped up their game by who they cast.
Is Greta the one that did the Melissa McCarthy film?
If you mean, Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Yeah.
I don't think.
No, Lady Bird.
She did Lady Bird.
Yeah, she wrote Lady Bird.
And directed it.
And directed Lady Bird. So
that would be, like I said.
My only question is, did we need another Little Women? They got the cast. I mean, she's a hell of a director. I just don't know if we need another one of these movies.
I don't ask questions about films if we need them when Meryl Streep's in them. I'm just kind of like, we needed it because Meryl's in it.
Look, the cast is bomb. I don't know. I'm talking about people who go to see these movies.
I mean, you know,
they're not
in the mail, so.
You'll get it in the mail. I might not, though, so I may have to get a screening.
I'm going to get that film in the mail, bro.
I'm just going to tell you guys right now, nobody's seen any of these films because Star Wars comes out the week before.
And I don't know.
I know you guys are saying that, but I remember the numbers after the last Star Wars films. Nobody saw any of those films other than Star Wars. Like, we're talking about like maybe making $5 million that weekend. That's the kind of money these two will make. I'm just saying.
Okay, they may not make their money opening weekend, but I think people will go see The Little Women. People
are going to go see Little Women. Not really. But people are definitely going to go see Super Intelligence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are holiday movies.
Okay.
That's the kind of thing you see after you eat before itis.
With her toaster talking to her is going to have people in the theaters after Christmas gifts.
We'll see.
Yeah, they're going to go. Okay, so. I know it doesn't have an announcement date, but what's up with the war with Grandpa? Because it's De Niro and Christopher Walken, and I kind of need it. I want this movie to get a date.
Is this like Grumpy Old Men?
Grumpy Old Men. The war.
It's basically like, I'm taking your bedroom, I'm moving your house, I'm taking your bedroom.
Whose bedroom are they taking, though, in this cast? Because Robert De Niro and Christopher
Walken. The grandsons.
Ooh, oh, okay.
I think they might all be grown, which is why I said this stuff could just be ridiculous. Wait, I kind of want to see it.
Are they really doing a Now You See Me 3? Why are they doing this?
Of course they are. They're going to ride that till the wheels fall off, and then they're going to put some tape on it and go to one more ride.
The wheels fell off after your first film. Oh, sorry. Anyway. Any other films that were not listed that we need to talk about before we wrap this up? You said what else?
Ignore him. He's being stupid. I know you didn't say that movie was going to be a hit.
Shaw the Sheep.
You fired.
Yeah, not doing that. All right, folks, there you guys have it. That is our list of movies here. Let us know what you guys are looking forward to coming out this year. Like I said, we got plenty. You'll be hearing from plenty of us on plenty of these movies, and movies that we didn't even know about, particularly towards the end of the year that we'll be talking about and reviewing. Also remember, comic movies of the year will be X-Men Dark Phoenix and New Mutants, 5 out of 5. So again, thank you guys very much for listening. Make sure you subscribe to Movie Trailer Reviews Podcast, and we will be back next week with a review of Glass. So stay tuned. Next time we're out of here. Peace.